Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord, 2014, with the time standing at approximately 4 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in the capital city of Biafra land, Enugu. We must welcome you all over the world, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you are doing, that this is Radio Biafra. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, wherever you are, whatever thing you're doing, make sure you're logged on. Make sure you're tuned into Radio Biafra. And the way for you to do that is by going to our main principal website, which is www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to radiobiafra.co, you will receive us. Also, if you experience or encounter any problem or for whatever reason unable to get into radiobiafra.co, please go to BiafraRestoration.com. BiafraRestoration.com. In the coming days, I will stop reading out all these names. I will stop reading out Radio Biafra main website and accompanying listening post, because if you are with us on Facebook, if you have joined us on Radio Biafra London, we expect you to go and read the post pinned up every blessed day by Carol Monday. When she's not there to do it, Uche Mefo or Ike Chukwe Nyagu will be able to do it. We ask you please to join us on Facebook. You must go there and also invite your friends. We are the largest collection anywhere in cyberspace. Radio Biafra London is the largest group on Facebook all over the world, bar none. That is why, and that is where and how we derive our formidability. That is why we don't intend to do anything else but to go and get Biafra. We have said it before, we shall continue to say it. You must ensure that your families here have access to receive Radio Biafra crystal clear digital quality on satellite. If you have not made any arrangements for your family here, your friends and your loved ones to listen to Radio Biafra via satellite, then you are making a very grave mistake. The reason being is that when our work on our transmitter is completed, our enemies will always try to jam it. Radio is the easiest thing anybody can jam. The best way for us to circumvent that very problem is to begin to warn on time that people must have access to Radio Biafra on satellite, because that is the same platform that Biafra television will come. We intend to expose every evil here. We have been gathering our evidence. We are compiling them. We are putting them together. When the video of what is happening here is released to the world, humanity will be shocked. The level of decadence, of abomination, of evil, of lying and deceit prevalent in this land is unsurpassed anywhere on the planet. Things are happening here. And we are here to expose it. We are here to put right what has gone wrong. We are here to get Biafra, and in so doing, be able to correct every mistake of the past. We have been studying Biafra for 18 years. We are here to ensure that Biafra comes this time around. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are, I must welcome you. We must welcome you. We are here to serve you. We are here to do your bidding. We are here to get Biafra. That is what you have mandated, and that is what we are going to do. Anybody that doubts our resolve is even more foolish than we think. Anybody that thinks we are going to abandon what we are doing is dreaming. Anybody who thinks that we are capable of compromising our stance, that person is certified mad. Anybody who thinks we can prevaricate, anybody who thinks we can retreat or surrender, that very person is insane, because you do not know us. We are not patriots. We are fanatical about our country. When somebody is a fanatic, when somebody is devoted, in every way imaginable to a cause that he or she believes in, you cannot be able to deflect the attention. Our attentions are not capable of being deflected from this very struggle. We do nothing else. We breathe nothing else. We think nothing else apart from Biafra. The restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra is the only thing worth doing. Without Biafra, you are nobody. Without Biafra, you are lower than an animal. Without Biafra, you are not a human being, because you have no dignity. You have no honor. You have no integrity. The only thing that can restore all these virtues, bar none, is the restoration of Biafra. That is why we ask you to tell those around you. That is why we ask you to do what they are doing in Spain. We ask you to go and evangelize. We ask you to do what they are doing in the United Kingdom. To go out every weekend without fail. To let those around you understand that Biafra is coming. And that no human being born of a woman can stop the coming of Biafra. Regardless of how strong they think they are. We have come in peace. We have come to take what rightfully belongs to us. We are not pleading with anybody. When Frederick Lugard came here, he did not ask permission from anybody. When the British came here to pillage, to bastardize, to render asunder our way of life, they did not ask anybody to get in here. They came here, they saw, they conquered, they pillaged, they put a knife at the things that held us together, and we fell asunder. We cannot put it back together again until Tukwa Biama determined that we should come. That is why we are here, and Biafra is going to come wherever you're joining us from, on this very planet they call Earth this very evening, that this is Radio Biafra. We have only one work to do. That work is to bring about a new Biafra, founded on truth and honesty. That is why we don't lie, we don't cheat. That is why on this very platform, regardless of the circumstance, we don't bend the truth, because truth is the very essence of any Biafran. You are made in the likeness of Chukwu Abiama. God made you direct, not through anybody. That is why you must serve him and him alone, the way he commanded in Exodus chapter 20. I can never tire preaching this, because that is the crucible of our problem. On that very place lies every problem that we have. We abandoned Chukwu Abiama and started worshiping idols. That is why we die every blessed day. That is why the more congregations that you have worshiping idols, the more that you die. That is why this place has no development. That is why the truth must be spoken, that only Chukwu Abiama can set his children free and no other. That is where Biafra will come, because every honor, every glory, every adoration do not go to any graven image. It goes to Chukwu Abiama, because Chukwu Abiama is God in heaven. He commanded us to do the right thing, and that is not to have any other God beside him. That is why some people have quite rightly labeled Radio Biafra as a place where people go to worship in truth and honesty. If you are listening to us this very evening from Biafra land, it could be morning where you are, afternoon or evening, even midnight or early in the morning of Wednesday, you are joining our service. We preach the gospel of the redemption as well as the restoration of the Republic of Biafra. Here we worship Chukwu Abiama, because we are the only people on the face of the earth that worship God even by pronouncing another person's name, because we are made by him, and we cannot abandon the God that made us. We cannot abandon the God that saved us from rampaging Islamic jihadists many, many centuries ago. He preserved us to praise him, and we must praise him. Chukwu Abiama must be praised. This is Radio Biafra. We go ahead this very evening to ask you to also go to invite other people. You will ask them to go to radiobiafra.co. You will also ask them to join us on Facebook. When they join us on Facebook, they must also endeavor to invite their friends. There is nothing to be afraid of. If you are afraid of what belongs to you, that means you are either a criminal or that thing does not belong to you. That is why we are here. Contrary to what people said, contrary to every demonic prediction, we are here in this very land. I am here in my father's land, this very blessed, sceptered land, to preach the gospel that Chukwu Abiama has mandated, I must say, for me to preach. Biafra must come. Wherever you are, go and get your pen and paper very, very ready. take down the telephone number with which you can call Radio Biafra. If you didn't get through yesterday, you must try today again. We receive thousands upon thousands of calls every time that Radio Biafra is live broadcasting to the world. If you do not get through, you must continue trying until you succeed. You must keep trying. We want to build Biafrans that are indefatigable. Once we commence our march, we keep marching until we get Biafra, there will be no retreat and no surrender. Never, ever, ever. If we have to fight for a million years, that is precisely what we are going to do until Biafra is set free from the clutches of iniquity and darkness. Darkness has descended upon this very land. You have to come here to witness it. We are coming to you live and direct from our own capital here in Enugu, at the studios of Radio Biafra House, at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. And we are here to do justice to what we said before, that we are fearless before our enemies. Because Chukwu Abiam is our God. We must go ahead and ask those of us around here to please introduce ourselves. Our dear sister has gone away on an errand together with Ikechukwu Enyago. They shall be joining us very, very shortly. But I have the few of them here as well. Those are called the bravest of the brave. Those that abandoned everything. Those that left everything to come down to this very place to serve you. They will greet you, and you must also honor them. The same way we are going to honor those that we lost on the 30th of May. That announcement and update will come right after the introduction. Please, who has the microphone? Go ahead.
Greetings to Biafrans everywhere listening. Biafrans worldwide, I welcome you to our broadcast today from Biafra land, the capital of Biafra, Enugu. My name is Chuk Abosa from Omodioka in Oka South. I welcome you all. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. My name is Osto Keke. I come from Anambra State in Umuze. We welcome you for today's edition of our studio, our Radio Biafra, live from our studio here in Biafra land. We welcome you and we ask you to stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good evening, my wonderful people, my brothers and sisters, and our friends. Wherever you may be listening to our voice this evening, it's my pleasure to welcome you to today's program. This is Okechu Mweze from Wonkano East Enugu in Biafra land. Thank you as you keep listening and invite your friends and well-wishers.
Thank you very, very much. We are also expecting the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu, should please endeavor to get hold of Radio Biafra this very evening to join our worldwide transmission by calling +234 909 466 5824. That is for Barrister Mamezu alone, because the very means for him to get through to me this very evening is not available. So the barrister is the only person allowed to contact this very radio station so that he can join our broadcast via the office line that should be provided to him. Gozie Karomonde, our coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenna Onyema, please make sure that the very eminent barrister is made aware of our office line, not the studio line, please, with which he can join our broadcast this very evening. And for the rest of the listening public, wherever you are, the number to call once again, should you wish to join us, remains +234 810090459. I repeat, +234 810090459. Yesterday we had the pleasure of having Dr. Oge Edozokwe in our midst. Today he has gone back to Guta, where he comes from. We took the doctor himself to the site of the new memorial, and what he said will be up to him to try to clarify for the world to hear. But let us just put it very mildly by saying that he was spellbound by what he saw. We are calling down the glory of God from heaven into this land on the 30th of May. In so doing, we are honoring everybody that fought and died for us that we may live. We also acknowledge the sacrifice and the contributions of those of them who are living. We remember them that died. We remember the children that we are starved. If you want to know what it feels like dying through starvation, please do not eat any food for 3 days or drink any water. then you will understand the very painful and agonizing death. Slow, painful death. You will reflect upon the lives of the likes of Onwuachi Ogunjoku Eze. These are very brave commanders that met the enemy in battle and defeated them. There are those that died fighting for what they believed in. Some of them committed suicide rather than be part of this zoo called Nigeria. And from every indication, they are not really missing much, are they? All around us is evil. Unimaginable satanic evil that you cannot begin to comprehend. That is why this place must be changed, or else Chukwu Abiama will destroy us all. Chukwu Abiama will destroy each and every one of us. Unless we do the right thing by making sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. I'm delighted also to say that we have been joined by the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Memos, is with us on the phone. And barrister is going to speak in a very short while. I must finish the announcement I'm making. The progress of the work at our memorial, Biafran Memorial, your memorial site, is ongoing and in full speed. As I said, architecturally speaking, it will be the most spectacular, the most beautiful monument or edifice anywhere in West Africa. Because we have taste. We are Biafrans. We are very clean, tidy people, and that is exactly what we are going to do. What we are doing was made possible with the help of those of you that believed that remembering those that died is the only thing that the living can do. I have said it from the beginning that my obligation to the dead outweigh what I owe to the living. That is why I can never stop pursuing Biafra, because they cannot come back to ask me to stop. Every dedication, loyalty, every obligation, everything that is within me, all that I pursue in the name of Biafra and for Biafra, is firmly anchored in the memory of those that died fighting for this very blessed land. Those that went into battle without any bullet at all. Those that charged enemy lines having not had anything to eat for months, but they still rose up at the command of their officers to go and meet the enemies in battle. Many of them did not come back. We must remember them. That is the only thing for us to do. And then after that, we go and meet the forces of darkness. We shall bring light to this very land. We shall restore our inheritance, not by any strength or might of ours, but by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama no other. Only Chukwu Abiama said that we should come. That is why this work must be done. If you are moved, if you are touched by the plight of those that died, because we know that each and every family lost somebody, you must step forward to support what we are doing. We have three categories: gold, silver, and bronze. You will call Radio Biafra, not Studio Line, I must say. Some of you do call Studio Line, of course, you're more than welcome to do that. But more critically, the office line, call that very line. The number is +234 909 466 5824. Call that very line to indicate your participation. The contributions you give us will last forever. The monument we are building will last forever. Biafra is coming, yes, but this monument signifies the very epicenter of everything righteous about us. The cleansing of our land starts from this very monument to the dead. We must honor them the same way that every civilized country around the world has done. I must welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us from London. This is how we do things here. I announce it on the end. It is done immediately. I asked the barrister to come through the office line. It wasn't up to 5 minutes and the barrister is with us. Barrister Mamezu, please go ahead. You will acknowledge our people, the very wonderful and effervescent Biafrans all over the world. The people who are dedicated to the service of their country and honesty, please, wherever they are. Barrister, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director, but just give me a few seconds. Omeronye yiri gini, omeronye yiri gini, omeronye yiri nnamdi kanu, Now, what I'm trying to say is this, there's nobody who's like Director Nnamdi Kanu, and there's nobody to be compared with him, somebody who left everything he's doing here in London and decided on his own volition to carry the mantle to make sure that Biafra is reestablished. Director, I don't want to go into song singing this evening or singing song, because what you represent, from what I've been hearing from all sources, you're a great man. But we cannot congratulate yet until we get to the end of this particular argument.
That is correct.
If you like, destination. Director, you are a man of his own words. And when you say it, you don't look back. And you're not looking at, anyway, you always say you're not looking at the living, you are looking at the dead. But I don't know how you do that. I wish I could look at the dead, but that is director for you. I'm not looking at the dead, but I'm looking at those who are living. It's only director who can look at those who are dead. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. Because he owes them a lot. For me, I'm looking at those who are living. But director is looking the other side. But as him, and Chukwu Adeoma will guide him to look through and come back to the living. Because he's a man of honor. Director, I wish I could be like you. But of course, if I'm like you, maybe there will not be any Radio Biafra. You have to have opposite and the other side. Yeah? If we see things the same way, maybe we will not gather more people as we have gathered today. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I'm so delighted that what we are doing is progressing. Or if you like, we have been very progressive in what we are doing. My own brother, all of you out there, I'm impressed, because director is with you. He's the only man that can move people around. He's the only man who can give instruction, and it is carried. He has been the only man who moved me, and I don't question him when he gives me an instruction. But I want you to do this. I never argue with this guy. That's why the two of us get on very well. The director is a very fine man. I'm not, you see, when I praise him, people think that we are gay. We are not. Imam Mezu is a straight guy. Director is also a straight guy. The other might even be more of a hunter than me. We are human beings. We are straight. We are not gay.
Of course.
For those out there who are looking into my profile, say, there's no single, there's no money, there's all this, there's nothing. Imam Mezu I'm a human being. I'm a straight guy. I'm not into gay or homosexuality business. I am a Biafran trying to do my best to make sure that the Republic of Biafra is reestablished. And director is our headmaster. We have Uche Mefo, who is not only an engineer, but also a deputy headmaster. But he does anything engineering. We have all our people who are in executives. Akujezedem. In fact, the guy is a professor, but he tends to answer doctor because he wants to humble himself. We also have this, my own brother, who came from Uguta Lake area, Dr. Iranya. And then we have our own professor at the background, Professor Innocent Odenigbo. That man, his voice alone will bring an ant inside the soil, upside. And Professor Odenigbo is one of the finest guys we have in Biafra land, and he is in the United States of America. These are people who are very close to Obama. Why I love Biafrans is that we are all over the world. Look at where the director is in Biafra land, and he is generating information from there. And when he says Radio Biafra is the only particular radio station that has done what many stations have not done, and we tend to argue about it, but what director is saying is correct. Fellow Biafrans, I salute all of you. And when I remember the story director said 2 days ago, a car made in the United States of America is not working in Biafra land, and they want this car to be repatriated back to the USA. That Biafra human being who did not go to Cambridge or Oxford or Harvard fix this car. Biafra, we are Biafra. And Chukwu Adeoma is our witness. We must get Biafra. There's nobody who can stand in our way. We will fight. We will struggle. We will bring about the existence of Biafra that's existed before, even before I was born. 500 years plus, Biafra has been in existence. What director is doing now is the fulfillment of what was written in the book of Isaiah. That so it shall be done. And we are following through the prerequisites of all the process of reestablishing Biafra. It's not by accident. It is the process we have to go with. And this process has to be established. We have people like Caro Monday. Lolo Monday. A woman from nowhere. She's an English woman, by the way. A lot of people think that she's an African or she's a black woman. No, she's an English woman. The reason why she's called Lolo is because she has overcome every obstacle to come and stay with Biafrans, knowing very well that we have a lot of problems. She says, I'm going to be with these people. She won't even know about Biafra. Caro Monday is our Lolo. May God bless every Biafra, wherever you are. Let me chip this in quickly before I drop this phone.
Please go ahead.
Whilst I was in court this afternoon, a Biafran from Malaysia called me to make something very clearer. Because we're always talking about religion and church. I said to him, my brother, listen, the only argument about Christianity is we are all Christians. Biafrans are Christians. But what I say here is, whatever you worship, whichever church you go to, please hang on to it. But do not be stupid on it. I say it again. Some people are thinking that director said they should not go to church. Director never said anything of such. Please, hang on to whatever church you're going to, but do not be foolish. But what director has said, which I can testify, is do not take the money you're supposed to give to Biafra or Biafra Restoration to go and give it to Oyebode or Adeboye of Yoruba man who put it in the church while Biafra is standing aloof. That is the only thing director has said, which I am seconding. Please, whatever you're worshipping, hang on to it. Radio Biafra never discourage anybody for whatever they are worshipping. What we say is be sharp, be clever, do not be stupid. I've always quoted this. It's there in the book of Proverbs. Be as clever as a serpent, but look as innocent as a dove. Do not take the money you're supposed to put into Biafra to go and put into Adeboye or Yebode church. You know why? They will not talk about Biafra. They will not tell you that Boko Haram are killing us. They will not say that. My brothers, fellow Biafrans, be wise. We are known to be intelligent, but I don't see it after all these years. May God bless all of you wherever you are. In Biafra, in Aburi we stand. Biafra will stand. The citizens and the indigenous people of Biafra will stand. Nobody should be a fool to anything extra apart from Biafra. Worship whoever you worship. In the book of Joshua, I think it's Joshua 5:15. You have chosen whatever you have chosen. I and my family, we have chosen to worship the Lord. Director, I have said this many times. Chukwu Adeoma is our own Lord, and that's what we wanted to hear on Radio Biafra. We are not worshiping Adeboye or Yobode, whatever his name is. We belong to Biafra. May God bless you. Please get your pen and paper, and do not forget to turn off your listening devices once your name has been mentioned. Director is our chairman. May he live so long. Good evening to all of you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. Wherever you are, I must echo or reiterate what the very eminent barrister said. Barrister Mamesi is not a Nigerian barrister. He's in England. That is where he's barristering, if there's anything like that. Anything you want to worship is your business. As for me and my household, I worship Chukwu Abiama, the God Almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end. Everything that you see around you is the physical manifestation of the presence of divinity amongst our lives. We are directly descended from Chukwu Abiama himself. Anything you like, you can worship.
I was baptized at St. Andrew's Anglican Church in Siama Forugu Ibegu. I was a chorister. People, there are things people don't understand. You must keep getting close to understanding who you are and what your purpose is. I discovered mine. Mine is to worship God in truth and honesty. Mine is to serve my country with everything that I have in me as a human being. That's my job. To serve Chukwu Abiama. To serve my country, Biafra. That's the reason why I was born. Nothing more, nothing less. I did not come here to build upstairs. I did not come here to attend naming ceremonies. I didn't come here to run for local government chairman. I did not come to be, I don't know, a rock star or a movie star, or to be known as a very fine writer or a very brilliant commentator. I was not born to be a very fine political economist. I was born to serve my country and to worship Chukwu Abiama. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Both those that Barrister mentioned and those he did not mention, you are all part of this very wonderful family. We are the largest of its kind anywhere in the world. Our people shouldn't despair. The fact that Yorubas don't write about you doesn't mean that you're not working or doing very well. We are doing very well. No other group of people can boast a verifiable presence in 88 countries around the world and counting. Who can do it? We are the only ones who can. Indigenous people of Biafra, all of you. Those of you that are helping to build this memorial, those of you that contributed to give us a transmitter, those of you that support the work we do. Somebody called today and brought tears to my eyes by saying that I want to contribute, even if it is just to take a taxi, to buy petrol. Somebody will say this contribution is to buy petrol for 5, 6, 7 days. And people say we don't love ourselves. Oh my God. My obligation is to the dead, that is true. But I remember the kindness and generosity of the living. Those that left everything they are doing and followed me down here. I asked them to come, they left everything and they came. Those of you that when something is announced on radio, Biafra will be the first to volunteer. The Kingsley Wangwas of this world. The Oge Diozokwes of this world. We remember each and every one of you, all of you, and one day you'll be proud and very glad that you supported everything we asked you to support, but you cannot stop. Look at it this way, that we're like people who are in a battle front. You buy bullet and give to us, but anytime we fire that very bullet is gone. We need more. We keep asking for more. Don't allow us to prompt you. We have work to do. 30th is here. After 30th, then we do freedom fighting. The old-fashioned way. Everything will be burnt down here, I assure you. If they don't give us Biafra, we'll burn this place down. It's a pledge. I'm here in Enugu saying it. We will destroy absolutely everything. If they're smart and clever, the British will tell the Hausas to get away from our land. We must go on to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary. Whatever you are, whatever you worship is your business. Onye na chiya. I'm Igbo, so I know what I'm talking about. I grew up in the village. Onye na chiya is actually somebody's name. You and your God is up to you. Whatever you decide between you and your God is your business. But as the barrister echoed, have some common sense in your brain. Use it. Because you are a Biafran. Use your sense. If our fathers and grandfathers were not brilliant enough, they could not have fought a war for 3 years against the whole world. Understand that. Use your common sense. And know when you're being taken for a ride We don't want that to keep happening. This is Radio Biafra. This very evening, we are reporting, as always, that we are going to mourn our people on the 30th of May of 2014, 12 noon, 2 minute silence everywhere. It is reverberating. Barrister is getting some fillers all over the place to let the world know that our campaign is unstoppable. You will make it happen. We prompt you, but you are the ones that will make it happen. Biafrans mourn. We are remembering the pogrom and the genocide of over 3.5 million people and counting. That is why we must remember them. 3.5 million massacred in cold blood. 3.5 million people killed. Nobody was tried for it. Not even summoned. No court summoned. We are here to remember them. On the 30th, we mourn them. On the 30th, we unveil a monument to eternal glory of Chukwu Abiama in their honor. Here in Enugu, we are unstoppable. Somebody is saying, I know where the female students are, but I won't tell you. One senator is saying, this is part of the scam, part of the fraud going on about missing school girls. This is a lie. Enugu residents raised security concern over the influx of immigrants. I told you so. I told you so. Now is the best time to invade and take over this land if Hausa people are clever. And the funniest thing is that they listen and they're doing it. Enugu, we are staying in, is being overrun. I can't wait for 30th to come so we can recall every volunteer around the world to come back here for us to stem this very tide. They have come into Enugu. People here are worried. We saw them when we were coming back this evening, perambulating, claiming they are collecting trash cans from outside where we are staying. And there was a Madhabo. We saw them this evening, around where we are, claiming they are taking scraps. They have taken over Enugu. And do you know how you can tell? I was telling our sister who has come back to join us. Do you actually know how you know a place that Hausa people are in great number? Do you know how to find out? Count the number of flies. EGG. That's how you know. So simple. If you want experiment, go to areas where there are Hausa Fulani cattle herders. Go to areas where they don't exist. Where you have Hausa Fulani people, there are house flies everywhere. Come to Enugu, you cannot breathe without flies following you all over the place. Here is turning into another Meduguri. If you don't hurry up, there will be nothing for you to come back to. We are also reporting today that if I speak, heads will roll, according to Shetima. Shetima is threatening those supporting Boko Haram. There was a time when we told the whole world that Babangida, I think we were the first to say it, that Babangida and Buhari are the sponsors of Boko Haram. The people said, no, how can you say that is not true? And I told you then that give it some time, it will come to the fore. Now everybody knows that Babangida openly is a sponsor of Boko Haram. You heard it first on Radio Biafra. We continue. Archbishop Obinna queries Buhari's outburst on Boko Haram. Archbishop Obinna, I hasten to add. Archbishop Obinna, I think he's the presiding bishop at Assumpta Cathedral in Owerri. He queries Buhari's outburst on Boko Haram. Senator Oluremi Tinubu calls for Jonathan's resignation over the girl's abduction. A Yoruba girl who managed to find her way into the Senate. You know, this place is very bad. You have to come back to see it. And we'll go into that later. Let's report on the headlines first. Senator Oluremi Tinubu calls for Jonathan's resignation over the abduction of the Chibok girls. What do you expect Yorubas to say in the first place? Somebody has written very brilliantly by saying that Biafrans must awake to remember their heroes, killed in the genocidal war launched against them by the Hausa Fulani controlled Nigeria government, sponsored by Britain. Britain sponsored the killing of 3.5 million people, the second greatest genocide in the history of mankind, at least of the modern era, after the Israelis, after the Hebrews, after the Jews, the second in line are the Biafrans. And what do we have in common? People hate us because we are the children of God. This continent could have been named Ethiopia. That is the name of Africa. Not Africa. The name is actually Ethiopia. But because Ethiopians are the children of God, those that drew all the maps said, no, we cannot give it that name. They named it Africa. We must continue. It has been revealed this very day, a senator, his name is Senator Ahmed Zana, people may know him. He said that Nigeria is at a crossroad, and that is the explanation for this madness going on. While international community and countries like the USA, France, China, the UK are strategizing on how to rescue the over 200 girls kidnapped from their school in Chibok, Borno State, a Nigerian senator representing Borno North, Senator Ahmed Zana, has said that he won't tell anyone where the abducted girls are being kept. This is according to the senator. As an insider, he was asked where the girls are. The senator said, I won't tell where they are being kept again because I have told the federal government where they are likely to be kept before the video was released. Now that I have seen the video, the vegetation in the clip confirmed what I have told them earlier. If they want to know where they are being kept, then the government should remember what I told them before. What I can tell you is that the girls are no longer here in Chibok. Maybe they're in the Cameroon, I don't know. These are the deception. There was somebody that said that if you keep repeating a lie over and over and over and over, someday people may accept it to be the truth. It has happened with some things that some people believe in. That is their business. This man says he knows where his so-called daughters are, but he's not telling anybody. That goes to show that nobody is actually missing. They are scouring all over the place, trying to find excuses, trying to look for things to say regarding what the scam that is brewing up, so that Jonathan will be forced away from office, and the sooner he leaves there, the better for him. Jonathan is weak and imbecilic. Weak and imbecilic. We continue. The current influx of illegal immigrants into Enugu, the state capital, is causing panic among the residents, who have called on security agencies to monitor the development to avert any insurgency in the area. The two major settlements for northerners in the state capital, known as the New Artisan Market, located along Enugu Port Harcourt Expressway off Independence Layout, and the Gariki Cattle Market in Okunono, have been besieged lately by hundreds of young men alleged to have come from Niger, Sudan, and Chad Republic. Did I not tell you that the invasion has begun? Did I not tell you that this place will be taken over? Did you not see from the video that was shot at Ezu River that they have taken over portions of our land? Do you not know that your mothers are being raped? Do you not know that your brothers are being killed? Do you not know that cattle is grazing in the farm that your mother is farming in? Some of you, all of you that were fathered by Hausa Fulani people, you are now showing yourselves. Because the question I ask people all the time is, all those children fathered by Hausa Fulani people, where are they? Where are those kids? Because, as they say, where we come from, where are those kids today? They are the ones against Biafra. They are the ones that will tell you that Biafra will not come. They are the ones who will not go to a meeting. They are the ones in Israel trying to hold an alternative rally to what the very sanctioned indigenous people of Biafra are doing. Biafrans in Israel, they are the ones representing us there. Emmanuel Amechi is our Middle East representative. Where are the people fathered by Hausa Fulani soldiers? I want to see them. Some of them are in Israel, saying Igbo this and Igbo that. Mad, insane people. Ndiara, talking nonsense. Let them try and hold an alternative rally on the 30th of May. Then they will know that we are not as merciful as we appear. There will be only one rally organized and held in Israel. That being organized by Biafrans in Israel. Not any stupid organization affiliated to the Nigerian embassy in Israel. That will not happen. Any attempt by anybody in Israel other than Biafrans in Israel, a community of the indigenous people of Biafra in Israel, is tantamount to insulting the memory of the dead. And that to us is greater than treasonable felony. You can't try it. There are Hausa people in your place. I bet they have come here now. What are we going to do about it? Come to Okunono and see them. This is not my mother told me, my sister told me when they were going to the market. They are here right now as we speak. The same thing that caused us to lose the war is happening to some of you again. You don't know how to plan. When we plan and tell you something, you don't listen. You do not listen. As our sister Ngozi Madu said, you cannot support us in what you are doing now. You go back and relax and be sleeping. As I told you, it's like a bullet. Once you fired it, you need to buy another one and put in and keep firing until you win. You don't stop. You just do not stop. Is there anything you want us to do we have not done? That is why you must support everything that we tell you. We have, I couldn't believe it, that we have a memorial to build, to remember those that died. And some people are finding it very difficult to step forward to build it. But these are the same people in London, in Britain. Every 11th of November every year, you see them, they go to central London, they go to Whitehall, the area housing all the government and all the ministries, and you see them observe 1 minute silence to the people that died coming to kill them. Dear Lord, does this make sense? When I say it now, they say, oh, he asks us not to go to church. I'm asking you to reason like a human being, for goodness sake. In England, you will go to the cenotaph and bow down your head to acknowledge the fallen heroes of Britain, including those that came here to colonize you, yes? But for you to remember your own, you have declined, you have refused steadfastly to do it. No wonder you are dying in your hundreds of thousands. Boko Haram will kill you, Yorubas will kill you, you come here, death will kill you. I was sharing okay today as we are driving to a printer. I saw two signboards. It is called, is it Federal Medical Center? Eastern Nigeria Medical Center. Here. The signboard of the mortuary is bigger than that of the hospital. Have you seen it before? There were two signboards there indicating what is built there. The one bearing mortuary is bigger than the one bearing hospital. And they will describe it, executive casket, modern embalmment. If you look at the person, it will look as if they are still alive. Custom-made embalmment for the dead. Do you know why all of you are dying? If you call village now, they will tell you it's 10 bodies and the mortuary. Because you have not honored the dead. Your wickedness is what is killing you. Not only Boko Haram. That is why we must go and build this very monument. Those that built it, they will be remembered forever. I have said it. Once this monument opens, if you attempt to call me to tell me, is there any way I can join them? I will come on air and I will curse you. The same reason why you lost the war. Do you think we're going to repeat the same stupid, silly mistakes? You plan ahead. And you execute your plan with military precision. Or do we look like the idiots that are following Wazirika? Is that what you think? The smaller we are, the greater the glory. There are three categories. Call the number we gave you and see where you belong to. The two major settlements for northerners in the state capital, known as the New Artisan Market, located along Enugu Port Harcourt Expressway, off Independence Layout, and the Gariki Cattle Market in Okunono, have been besieged lately by hundreds of young men from Niger Republic, from Sudan and Chad. This time around they will kill you, they will Islamize you. It has come very, very clear to everybody that even Mrs. Clinton was supporting Boko Haram. They will kill and Islamize you. And who do you think is going to help you? Britain? Huh? Who will help you? USA? Is that what you think? They will come here and stop you from being Islamized? Is that what you think? You have to think again. Only you can save yourself. And you have it in you to do it. Don't wait for anybody to do it for you. Do it for yourself. If I speak, heads will roll, according to a Hausa man. Borno State Governor, Governor Kasim Shettima, has stated that he is under pressure not to speak the truth. Surprise, surprise. A governor, Hausa Fulani governor, is saying he is under pressure not to speak the truth. These are his words. And now you understand why they keep attacking Radio Biafra website all the time. Why they attack our transmission all the time. Here, the truth doesn't exist. As somebody wrote in his Kekena Pep, Obodezio Kunanoro. Is that correct? Yes. A country where truth does not exist. Even a Hausa Fulani. When a Hausa Fulani governor is complaining that he is not being allowed to speak the truth, then you know what has happened to the rest of the people. The governor, while confirming that 36 of the girls abducted from their school in Chibok, Borno State, have been identified in the video released yesterday by Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau, said there is little a governor can do. The governor has given up. The governor stated, "Leadership calls for restraint, believe me. If I speak the truth, heads will roll." This is a governor saying, "Yakwezioku." The same truth upon which Radio Biafra stands and upon which Biafra must be built. If they speak the truth, their heads will roll. The same way we speak the truth here, and heads will roll. We assure you, without truth, we are nothing. That is why there is so much darkness. That is why everywhere you see people boasting, "I'm coming from the burial of my uncle. I went and buried my aunt. I went to bury my sister. I went to, boasting. I went to burial." Because there is no truth. And where there is absence of truth, there is permanent darkness. And with darkness you cannot see. That is why these Pentecostal pastors take you for a ride. That is the truth. I didn't say you shouldn't go to church. Anything you worship is up to you. As for me, I worship Chukwu Abiyama. Reports from CNN suggested that not all the girls in the video shown by Boko Haram were taken on April 14. CNN has joined us now, you see. They are now doing a bit of investigation. We told you that we are formidable. CNN is now doing investigative journalism. But the problem is that the story has run so far that they can no longer recall it. But anything CNN is doing, we must remind them. You will say that Biafrans alerted you to the fact that the whole charade about girls being kidnapped is false. CNN is now confirming that the girls were not taken on the 14th of April. No, they were not. No. Confirmed. That is the truth. Have we lost transmission? Are they saying we have lost transmission? No, we have not lost transmission. We are okay. We are solid. Please, we are solid. Our transmission is okay. We are proceeding. Please ask them to refresh, to go to a different place, because we are streaming live and clear. There is no interruption. Reports from CNN suggest that not all the girls in the video shown by Boko Haram were taken on April 14, the day they allegedly stated that these girls were taken, because some of the relatives of the missing girls could not identify most of them in the footage. While another report from human rights lawyer Femi Falana to CNN suggests that only two parents were able to identify their daughters. Only two. And they were the 13 girls that were taken later. Remember, we said it here. The reason why they came back for the other 13 girls is to give a semblance of truth to the earlier lie. The two girls identified were from the later batch. You know, here, even when you go to school, it's first batch, second batch, third batch, fifth batch. The second batch of the intake into Boko Haram. Only two were identified. Liars and cheats. That is the gift of the British to the black monkeys of Africa inhabiting this very geopolitical abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Even Satan can't live here. Lucifer will reject to live in this very place. This is a very horrible place to be in. Very, very horrible. Very, very horrible. Few days ago, news broke out on the issue of Ibrahim Babangida sponsoring Boko Haram in Nigeria. It didn't break out 2 days ago. What is that? Can you turn it off? Completely off, or it should be broken into pieces. Few days ago, news broke out on the issue of Ibrahim Babangida sponsoring Boko Haram in Nigeria, which went viral on the internet. Now, the spokesman of Ibrahim Babangida, Prince Kasim Afegbuwa, media spokesman to General IBB, says Haliru Sani's statements are effusions of a deluded mind. They said it went viral. So what Radio Biafra has been saying cannot go viral, yes? Because I'm not Adebiye, Adefua, or Laniyi, somebody who goes to waste. That's what it means in our language here. Ibrahim Babangida is the chief, he's the second in command, the vice chairman of the committee sponsoring Boko Haram. Everybody knows that. I also told people that all the officers commanding Boko Haram attacks are from Buhari's boys in the military and also Babangida's boys in the military. One day it will come, they will say, oh, it went viral on CNN. We heard it on CNN. Nobody dares mention Radio Biafra. Nobody. Because we are spirit. Arose cannibal. We don't take crap from people. We speak the truth here. If you can't take the truth, go and hang yourself if you want to. We don't care. Because truth must be spoken. Babangida is the second in command in terms of sponsorship for Boko Haram. Ibrahim Babangida camp has at last offered a response to the allegation of sponsorship for Boko Haram sect levied against the former military president. A statement issued by General Babangida's media spokesman denied any links with Sani Haliru, the repented Boko Haram member. The statement reads, we feel a deep sense of concern that the country is going through these obvious challenges of insecurity and bad leadership, they are blaming Jonathan, that are threatening the very fabric of the country's foundation. We have read and assimilated the effusions of a deluded mind by name Sheikh Sani Haliru, who for want of very cheap relevance decided to mention the highly respected name of IBB as one of the sponsors of what he called Boko Haram, as if Boko Haram is just somebody's imagination. Amazing stuff. Somebody is saying that Bangida is highly respected. I want to tell this media spokesman and why the journalists in this very country are useless. All of them, they are. These same people, Babangida killed Delegiwa. Even the British know about it. Babangida killed Delegiwa because Delegiwa exposed the fraud, the £40 million fraud between MPN and Fujroll. Anybody here who understands Fujroll, it was a construction company. Fujroll. Delegiwa exposed it. Delegiwa was threatening to expose Babangida's links to drug dealers and barons. Babangida ordered for Delegiwa to be assassinated by means of a letter bomb. That is somebody that's saying is respected. After killing Delegiwa, Babangida undertook a tour of Great Britain, where he had a state banquet with Queen Elizabeth. I watched it then, live on TV for that matter. A murderer, a killer, and a genocidist, as Uche Mifo will say. Babangida. Now they are coming out. But we told you, nobody believed us. I told you here that Babangida is the sponsor, second in command after Buhari. They are the ones funding Boko Haram. You said, no, hey, how can it be true? All these people that Hausa Fulani men fathered here. Bunch of bastards who should go back to the north and die with Boko Haram if need be. They are bearing Igbo names, talking nonsense. This is it now. A Boko Haram member is now telling you that Babangida is their sponsor. Will you now believe us when we tell you something next time? Archbishop Obinna. We are now reporting on the issue of Archbishop Obinna querying Buhari's outpost on Boko Haram. Archbishop Obinna made his feelings known while preaching the sermon during the dedication of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Parish. Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Do you have Mount Carmel in Imo State somewhere? Eh? But they say it's Mount Carmel now. Do you have Carmel in this land? Is it in the Bible?
One of the attributes to Mary.
Okay, it's attribute to Mary. Mount Carmel.
Our Lady
of Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel, yes.
Okay, because where is written here? I thought there is Mount Carmel in Imo State.
The Litany of Mary.
The Litany?
Yes.
Okay, at Mount Carmel.
Yes.
Okay. This Mount Carmel is at Emekuku. You know, what a North Local Government area of Imo State. It was the considered opinion of the fairy Catholic cleric that the former military ruler possibly reacted because well-meaning people of the world, including the leadership of Organizations of Islamic Countries, OIC, have risen in condemnation of the dastardly acts of the insurgents. He queried why Buhari wasted so much time before condemning the sordid activities of the Islamic fundamentalists and wonders if the current comment could not be safely linked with his touted aspiration in the forthcoming general elections. What the bishop is saying, I like Bishop Archbishop Obinna anyway. What he's saying in effect is that Buhari came late to condemn Boko Haram, which means you know something about them. In this very news this night, we are confirming to you that these two people we have always mentioned, that they are the sponsors of Boko Haram. Don't ask us how we get our news, because we know it before others come to their senses. Senator Oluremi Tinubu, that doesn't come as a surprise when Yorubas, the only thing that Yorubas can do is to call for resignation. Who is she? The wife of Tinubu is a senator.
Yes.
Oh, dear Lord. The wife of Tinubu,
the brother is a
senator.
Tinubu's younger brother is a senator.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The whole of Tinubu family are all senators. They should change their surname to senator. The wife of Tinubu is saying that Jonathan should resign over the girls. I don't know. Very soon we'll stop reading any news by Yoruba people, because they don't make any sense. They are cowards. They have not fought any set peace battle in their life. I can stand up and say to people that Owere felt wise and he was taken against the might of the world. I can tell people that Onwuatuegwu chased away Hausa Fulani people, the entire Nigerian army from Omuahia, and took it. I want somebody to tell me any famous battle commanded by a Yoruba man that Yorubas won. I can tell you one now, that where I come from, my own hometown, Onwuatuegwu took it. Despite the starvation, despite the lack of weapons, despite hungry soldiers fighting on the part of Biafra, we still drove away an army being supported by Britain, by USA, by Russia, by Egypt. I want Yorubas to tell me one famous battle that they won. People don't know that in Jebu today, that women, some girls came from Benin Republic, from Dahomey, to come and take that very place. Do you know that? That girls defeated the Yoruba people at Ijebode. Do you know? I have the historical documents. Women, an army of women, left Dahomey to come to Ijebode to conquer them. Women, I want Yorubas to tell me any battle they have won, people who are born naturally, they are cowards from the stomach. Cowards. They are not fit to even be our shoe shiner. they are not fit to be in the same country as us. Not fit, not worthy. Edo, I can understand. Benin, I can understand that because they are warriors. But Yoruba, it doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't at all. What have they done? Nothing. What are they contributing to the economy? Nothing. What are they bringing to the table? Apart from gossip, apart from innuendo, apart from conspiracy. That's all they do. What are the Yorubas? Barrister Imamezu asked this question. Can anybody tell the barrister, what are Yorubas bringing to the table? Apart from fraud, Abiola is a rich man. How did Abiola make his money? Check fraud. Check fraud. The falsification of a check. That's how he made his money. Abiola is a criminal. They named him Rakakamfo of Yoruba land. Weak people. That is the news for this very day, the 14th day of May. How many days now to our remembrance? 16 days? 16 days, and then we tell the world that we are Biafrans. If you fail to rise up to tell the world that you are Biafrans, you can't call this radio station. I will ask you, did you participate? What did you do? Once you say, oh no, I was at work. My wife was having labor. My child was injured her hand, want to go to hospital. You can't call Radio Biafra again. If we are 4, we go. If we are 100, we go. You must rise up wherever you are. People in North Cyprus are coming out. Those in Turkey are coming out. We have people all over the world, even Brazil, that are coming out. You must honor them. They died for you to live. If you don't honor them, it means you are ungrateful. It means that you are ungrateful. And that is why we must do everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible. I must now go to the barrister to commence. Please, barrister, make sense where there is none. You have heard the news on this very day. Please proceed to give us your own views, your opinion, your perspective, and your thoughts on what we are covering today. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. And of course, as always say, when we say things here on Radio Biafra, we are alarmists. But when it comes from the horse's mouth, then everybody will repose. Radio Biafra has long announced, long time, that Babangida Buhari, they are sponsoring Boko Haram. Now, it's coming from the zoo, not from Radio Biafra, coming from the zoo. Babangida says, next year, if he doesn't sit there, hell will get loose. Buhari says, if he doesn't sit there, dogs and baboons and cats, everybody will be soaked in blood. These are the houses threatening. Babangida was the one who oust Buhari when Buhari was in power. Babangida took him off. Babangida wants to go back in power. I don't know if that guy is going to 80 years now. Buhari, I don't know if Buhari is going to 90 years now. They still want to go back to power. That means in the midst of black people, one-eyed man is the leader. Babangida 90 years, Buhari 90 something years. They still want to rule. So obviously, even people like Lamido Sanusi, they don't exist. Why the old people still want to rule? They won't say they will govern, they will say they will rule. Because they rule with atrocity, they rule with wickedness, they rule with all they have in their hands. Babangida is a sponsor of Boko Haram. We've said it. Those who do not like Radio Biafra, yeah, alarmist. Yes, you guys are always concocting things. You're always propagating. It's not coming from us. Director, our people will say, Metere Ugu, Metere Azu. Where we are is Biafra land. In fact, I'd rather prefer to be talking about Biafra than to talking about what is happening in the zoo. The daughter of Tinubu, because he's got the position to be there, saying she wants Goodluck Jonathan to be removed. Of course, Goodluck Jonathan is an active human being. Nobody will even mention his name. But because the guy is weak, he's docile, he's very, very slimy in his own nature. But all he does is to acquire aircraft everywhere. He doesn't know whether he's going forward or backward. Is he a senator or just a governor who says he's not going to tell anybody? You know, I was laughing while you were reading this news. He's not going to tell anybody where the school girls, the abducted school girls are. Director, this is laughable. It's like we are living in a jokery society. I won't put it in any other way. In a jokery society, he will not tell them where this. Why could they arrest this guy?
No, they won't.
Why could they arrest him that he's part of Boko Haram? But of course, you know that anybody can crack joke and get away with it in that bloody zoo. He will not tell anybody where this guy is. Director, I tell you, Director, the earlier we go into the restoration of Biafra, the better for us. Director, there's something you said which I didn't find comfortable. You said that this is the time to invade. No, you cannot invade. This is your country. Your country is not for invasion. Your country is for restoration. How can you invade your own country? I think it's a slip of tongue because Director is
I'm saying that the invasion has begun because of our hopelessness. Sorry? The Islamic invasion. The Islamic invasion has begun. They are here.
Okay. I thought that you were talking about invasion of our own Biafra.
No, of course not. No, no way. How can we invade us? Never. The Islamic invasion has begun. The Islamic invasion has begun.
You cannot make any damn mistake that Biafra land. No, of course not. I was a bit hesitant, but I said, let me, throw it in, just in case. And your mama, Director, will put it. So, of course, what I'm saying is here, is Biafra is where we stand. When I was tweeting, what's his name? J.J. Rollins or Kofi Annan. I said to them, in Abuli we stand. A lot of people don't even know that Abuli is in Ghanaian land. Abuli is in Ghanaian land. That is where Ojukwu and Gowon obtained an agreement that Biafra should go and the Nigeria should carry on with their own business. And that particular agreement is where Biafra is still standing up to today. We have no other option. Biafra must come. We cannot trade it in. We cannot batter it in. For those who understand trade by batter, which is what I did when I was in primary school. We cannot trade by batter Biafra. Biafra must stand in isolation. Away from the zoo, away from Yoruba Ariwa land, away from Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and Oduduwa people. Let them carve their own nation away from us. And let us stay where we are. Onyanachia, Onyanunukea, Onyanunukea, stay on your own. Let me stay on my own. Eme Bere Ugobere, let's leave. Leave and let me leave. Let Biafra stay on their own. Yoruba, please stay on your own. We can do business if we wish to. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. We can buy llama or cow if we want to. When we are doing ceremony, we can come to your place and buy lamb if you want to. Otherwise, you can also generate and plant llama and cow in our own particular vegetative land. We don't want any more association with those who believe in killing human beings God created. You are killing us. Why? Just to shed the blood of Biafrans. And Tiwa Biama is watching up there. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are happy. I was watching a video where Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are using axe cutting women's head. Women! They are using axe onike to remove women, their heads. They are just using us to remove their heads. Women are revered, respected, worshipped in Biafra land. But in Hausa Fulani Boko Haram land, women are not respected. We cannot share a plate. We cannot share the same platform with such people that do not respect women. Biafrans, we love our women. We respect them. We adore our women. Therefore, we have nothing to do with those who cannot respect women, who cannot believe that women had them 9 months in their wombs, and they brought them four. And these are the same people who are killing women as if they are nothing. Without women, you people cannot be on this earth. How suffer any Boko Haram and their Yoruba counterpart? That's why we are different from all of you. We know where we came from. We came from women. And that's why we adore and respect them. Since you people do not respect women and you don't adore them, please, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and Yoruba, go your way.
And should be sustained in all that we do. After the 30th of May, we are telling everybody now, we are not saying you shouldn't go to churches to give your tithe, but we have things to buy. Guns and bullets and equipments to use to go and face our enemies. The support must not stop unless you want us to dabble into criminality. Unless you want to bring us out, and as I, of course, we know that we can't go back, it's you that will disappoint us, not the other way around. We can't abandon the struggle. I can't. It's impossible. Inconceivable. You must support what we are doing. You must come out to build this very memorial. Very, very important. Very, very critical. You must. Our lines are open. The number to call is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. Please tell those that call us to turn their system down. Speak to us either through the phone or through Skype. Radio Biafra Skype contact is just simply Radio Biafra. You can add us to your contact list if you want, even if we don't accept it. If you call us, we shall be able to take your call. Let's go and take this call. We'll then ask our dear sister here to introduce herself. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Good evening, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? What is wrong with your voice or your phone?
My phone is not working.
Sorry?
I'll call you back.
These are the people you're coming to save. As somebody said, in their father's house there are many mansions. So also a man in Biafra land. There are lunatics. There are mad people. We said we want to see those fathered by Hausa Fulani men, and they're coming out. And it's a good thing that he brought himself out this evening, or else we wouldn't have known. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Okay, my brother, good evening.
Good evening, your name and where you are, please.
Okay, I'm Chinedu.
Chinedu, what is your father's name?
Hello?
What is your father's name, your full name?
Okay, my father's name is Wangu.
Wangu, where do you come from?
Wangu,
where do you come from? Where is your village?
I'm calling from Japan.
From Japan, and where is your village? I'm from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Where is your village? Your village? Where do you come from?
Imo State.
Imo State is not a village. Where is your village?
I'm on Imo State.
We don't entertain cowards on Radio Biafra.
Ikeduru.
That's better.
Ikeduru.
Or I would have cut you off. Please go ahead. Can you hear me? No. I'm not sure I can. Maybe I started it. I said I want to see those fathered by Hausa Fulani people, and they are coming out. That is the most worrying thing about it. They are coming out. All the people with Hausa, you're also welcome here. You may have Igbo-sounding names, but you are fathered by Hausa Fulani people. We welcome you here as well. They are coming out this very evening. You know, Chukwuebere has made it possible for us to... I won't say it. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening. My name is Chinsuli Marachi Wangwa. I'm calling from Malaysia.
You're welcome. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. I want to greet every Biafra all over the world, to Kabozo Ikechukwu and the rest of them in the studio. I must greet Barrister Imam Mezu, because Barrister Imam Mezu made me happy tonight. He was singing. I was hearing his voice, you know. So Barrister says once upon a time, he will only sing when Biafra is restored. And Biafra is about to restore. Barrister is singing at the moment, showing that it's not going to take much time. We'll get there. Barrister, I greet you once again. And in that situation, I must sing to the world, because this song is motivating me all the time when I think about Biafra. It's really touching me. I didn't know you were going for Biafra. I didn't know you were going for Biafra. I never know if you were going for Biafra. We came for Biafra. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't know. We came for Biafra. I didn't know. I didn't know. We came for Biafra. I didn't know. I didn't know. We came for Biafra. We came for Biafra. We thank you, Jesus. Iyama tupu uneme o, chen, unule inu o, Allama lalora ni wo, wanemu o, I didn't know. Iwi kei fo Biafra, iwi kei fo Biafra, we thank you, Jesus. My honorable director, believe it or not, Biafra is for us. We are going to achieve this very, very soon, because the dream I'm having, I never have such a dream before in my life, but in all, summarization is that nobody should step aside, nobody should be afraid, because God's interest is with us in this battle. It is really, really with us in this battle. This is going to work miraculously, the way you just even expect it. So, whomsoever, wherever you are, just encourage yourself. Bring us whatever you have to support this movement. If you need me to borrow from anybody, borrow and support this movement. You are not going to lack. I'm a living testimony. I know what I'm saying. You can't believe it. But it's all. Let me add something regarding the new callers. Maybe the people who just know about Radio Biafra. And I want to suggest this thing to our able director. Director, if you can contact the reps, all the reps, and let them get the telephone numbers from all the national coordinators, and they pass it to your table, you will have a list of their contact phone number. You put it down so that anybody that calls from any part of the world and says he's a new caller and he wants to know how he can be participating or going meeting, then you ask him the location. If it is from USA, you have the number in your table, you just give him the number directly. Than him wasting a lot of time going for Facebook to ask. Adding a Facebook is well encourageable and effective. You can still go and add, but at the same time, you pass the number immediately so that they can start communicating without wasting much time, because there is no time on this movement. Everybody has to work, you know, very, very fast. So that is my reason of calling, you know, just to keep it in. If it is well welcome, then you can carry it on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for that, and the point well taken. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. If you experience any difficulty, if you experience any interruption, any signal loss, Mrs. Odenibo,
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's wonderful. It's always good to hear from her. Anyway, thank you very much for that, Mrs. Odenibo. Once that is confirmation, then we should be able to know. Thank you very much, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We're welcoming you. That's this very funny sound I'm, I'm hearing from my headphones. I don't know where it's coming. It's not a sound, actually. It's like a hissing, buzzing sound. I don't know if our listeners can confirm. No, I don't know where it's coming from. But it's not too much to stop us doing what we're doing, but it would distort my voice a bit. Let us go and take this call once again and see who is there. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my brother. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
I'm Onyeka.
Onyeka, what is your full name?
My name is Onyeka. Wangu. I'm from Japan. I'm from the Technology Institute in Japan.
Okay, go ahead. If you can speak English, that'll be better, because this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to the whole world, please.
No. I try to. I don't know. I just for English.
Are you aware of the history of Biafra? Are you, my dear brother, am I here, Basara Biafra? Are you aware of the history of Biafra?
Yes, I do.
How many ethnic nationalities make up Biafra?
Yes, at least a reasonable extent.
I said, how many ethnic nationalities make up Biafra?
That is one thing. But then when you begin to define what makes a nation.
No, I said, I'll ask you again.
There are people whom you want to.
No, I'll ask you again.
There are people whom we want to be part of Biafra, but they don't want to be part of Biafra.
Who told you? I'm asking you a question. Who told you that? Are you aware of what we are doing on the 30th of May?
Yes, like our brothers in River State and maybe the other river.
Hang on. I asked you, are you aware of what we are doing on the 30th of May?
No, I've been hearing about it. I've been hearing about the.
Are you aware of what we are doing? Yes or no answer. Are you aware? Yes or no?
Yes, I have heard about it.
Do you know that what we are planning to do on the 30th of May, that Governor Godswill Akpabio of Akwa Ibom State has done so?
I've heard about it.
Do you know that Governor Godswill Akpabio has done what you are planning to do on the 30th?
Yes, I read that over the.
Is there any Igbo governor? This very thing is I don't understand what is going on. We'll continue.
No.
Do you know any Igbo governor that has done the same?
No, I don't think so, and I hope.
Then how dare you say that they're not with us?
Please listen. I didn't call you to make calls to argue over some common issues. Please, I really want to make a contribution, and I hadn't intention of speaking English. Yeah, really. You know, but for the fact that you are compelling me to do that, hello?
We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, this movement, I so much appreciate it, and I'm following it. I can see that, the time here, I started listening over this particular issue, 5.7 p.m. Nigerian time, and of course, the time here in Japan.
Yes.
I'm a student.
Okay.
Yeah, and I study in an international technology institute in Japan. Yeah. So the fact is that I really appreciate this movement, and every right-thinking Igbo man or Biafran, as the affiliation goes, would actually be interested, and would support this particular movement, So it's to achieve the goals. Whatever we have the mind to achieve, because the situation in Nigeria today is quite present, really. Nobody, I wouldn't even want to attach myself, I identify myself as a Nigerian here, wherever I may find myself tomorrow. So the thing is that I want to let it not be like what happened the other time, that of was weekend or whoever. You live very close to my house in Imo State,
I know he's made his money and that the last, and nobody's talking about Biafra again. So please, if there's any contribution we'll make. I called you about 4 or 5 months ago when I was in Holland. You know, I called, I tried to get back to you again, but I didn't up to now. So I would want to see this, whereby if there's anything, the way I can contribute, you know, I would be very glad to contribute, but let it be, you know, for the, what we are hoping to achieve. You know, this is my candid opinion. You know, but I would have known the situation whereby let's talk less about our tribes and people and Yoruba or Hausa. Let's talk about ourselves. But now, you know, let us not go beyond what we are, our movement.
Yes. Can you tell me? Yes. Anyway, I've heard what you've said, and thank you very much for that. Our dear sister is here. She will give you a call. People come on the air and say we should contact them, that they're willing to help us. And when next we call them, we don't hear from them anymore. Hopefully, you won't be one of those. Our sister will give you a call, and thank you for calling. Yes, and Dr. Oge Dozokwa said it. We should dwell more on what the new Biafra is going to look like. We shall do so. But you must know who your enemies are. Very, very important. Very, very important. You must know who your enemies are. And our dear sister is here as well. She'll introduce herself out to our people. And then we'll go around and see who has something to say before we go to the caller on Skype. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, thank you. My dear brothers and sisters, fellow Biafrans all over the world, our friends, our well-wishers, I welcome you to today's broadcast that is coming direct to you from our capital, Enugu in Biafra land. I am your sister, Eberechukwu Anigbogu. I am from Nsukka. Nsukka is in Enugu. Enugu is in Biafra land. I welcome you tonight, and it's, let me not say it's unfortunate that I am late, but the most important thing is that I'm here with you. And today's news is rich, as usual, is filled with truth, is filled with everything that you need to know, everything that you need to know. The Bible itself said, "For you shall know the truth, and only that truth shall either set you free or make you free," according to St. James Version. The truth is that the Hausa Fulani cattle rearers have taken over the whole place. I think early in the evening, somebody called us today, Director, if you remember, to say that they have taken over Calabar, Cross River State.
Exactly. Somebody called.
Yes.
They've taken Calabar. Yes, that's true. Yes.
Somebody called us to say that they have taken over Cross River State, and that is Biafra land. And the information again from the news we read, they have taken over Enugu State, the capital of Biafra land. And our people are still guessing, our people are still dreaming that it cannot be possible, it cannot be possible. And it is possible. Like I said, was it 2-3 days ago? Every of the Catholic Church, every of the hospital, every of the hotel, including filling station, fuel stations, here in Enugu, all of them are being manned by the Hausa Fulanis. And I was in the bank yesterday, and they were showing these cocotted Chibok girls. And our people were saying, see, this Boko Haram, see what they are doing, you know? They are already Islamizing the girls. I said, you are talking about the fake abducted girls. They have Islamized them. What about yourself? Have you not been Islamized? Our people are so blind, they are so deafened. And the threat from Boko Haram that they can finish all the churches in Biafra land under a second. They can do it. They can do it. And my prayer sincerely is that they should deal with the Igbos. they should deal with the Igbos. You see, when they bomb our people in the north, because your brother, your immediate brother, your immediate sister is not one of them, you will say, glory be to God. Thank God I am not involved. But I assure you that the day you get involved, you will not just bury one or two, you will bury them in multitudes. Our people, you are supposed to wake up from your slumber. You are supposed to start running. Instead of walking, you are supposed to start running. Because if care does not take, if nothing is done, or if nothing is being done, in the next 2-3 months, you cannot come home to lay claim to the land where your mother and where your father gave birth to you. Our land has been taken, and when we say it, some people will say, because there are no bomb. The day the bomb will sound, it is going to be disastrous. Each time Radio Biafra tell you, they don't tell you what is happening today. They don't tell you what is going to happen tomorrow. They tell you what is going to happen 1 year, 2 years time. And you check it out step by step. You begin to see them. Why will Oluremi, what is the husband's name?
Tinubu.
Why will she not call for Jonathan's to resign? She has the right, because herself, her brothers, her sisters, her family, including the family of her husband, they are the ones ruling part of the zoo. And Rochas Okorocha is clapping hand, following Tinubu that is not half educated like Rochas Okorocha. Tinubu that is an Agberu. Yorubas call him Agberu. The mother that gave birth to him was the mother of all the Agberus in Lagos. And Oluremi, she has forgotten that when she was threatened in Kwara State, she had to trek, she had to disfigure herself to walk cross Kwara State when she was going to Abuja, and she has the effrontery to talk. But Jonathan is a weakling. Jonathan is a stupid. He's a stupid man. And if he fails to do what he's supposed to do at the right time, they will kill him. The Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba, they will kill him. They are already digging his grave. They have already set traps for him. And because he is not intelligent, because he read zoology, and he's ruling the people in the zoo, the animals in the zoo, he will fall into the trap. And the day he will be buried, I will be there, and I will have a very big stone that I will stone him in case he wants to come back to life again. He will die if he continue to play this role that he's playing for the Hausa, Fulani, Yorubas. What is his name? Babangida and Buhari. The food they washed their hands to prepare, they will not live to eat it. Their enemies will eat the food. When they were the verge of sponsoring Boko Haram, they felt and they thought they were going to use it only to kill my people, not knowing that it is going to turn around. Yes, the Americans are here. The world, the whole world, they are watching and they are asking questions. And I assure you that in the next 1 week, the truth shall be told. The truth shall be told. The light that the abducted girls, only for them to take money from Biafra land, to keep buying weapons, to keep killing our people, to to use it to sponsor APC Boko Haram party to still rule over Nigeria. But I assure them that there will be no election. Good luck, Jonathan. Is going to be the last president that will rule that zoo. We come in peace. We ask for our freedom. We come in peace. But if they fail to give us Biafra in peace, they will all die and everything in Nigeria will die. Not even their house fly will survive. Chukwuabiama is our God. Chukwuabiama is our God. The Bible says that he is the defender of the defenseless. He is the protector of the innocent. He will defend us and he will protect us. Before December 2015, we will dance, we will rejoice, because we are going to restore Biafra. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, dear sister. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra for joining us. I'm sure now we have cured the problem. There was a wobble somewhere along the line. Some said the line was very clear. Others said it was a bit wobbly. Some said we are sounding like those in an aeroplane planning to take off. We can assure you we are not taking off to anywhere. We are here at the studios of Radio Biafra, at the headquarters of the indigenous people of Biafra. There's a breaking news which Nonse Jirika, as always, has managed to acquaint me with. And it has started. There is no way that Biafra will not come. Nigerian soldiers fire at army commander in Maiduguri. They turn the guns against their own commander. So that the beginning of the end is at hand. That the zoo is collapsing very gradually. Jonathan is the last president of the zoo. Not by us, it's BBC reporting it. They blame their commander for the death of their colleagues at the hands of Boko Haram. They turned the gun against him and the man ran away. This is what we've been telling them to do. There is no need standing on the road collecting 20 naira, shooting unarmed civilians. Turn your guns against Babangida, shoot him dead. Go and kill Buhari. Kill all of them around you. You will be heroes. They are the ones making your life miserable. They are the ones causing the problems. They are the ones making your life ungovernable. They are the ones ensuring that you don't have light, no electricity. You don't have drinking water. You can't afford to feed your families. Are you going to eat the bullet of AK-47 when you boil it in water? They are busy sending their children abroad. They are busy flying in horse from Argentina for their children to be playing polo with. And you, the idiot soldier, you're on the road with a gun harassing the same people trying to save you from your ignominy, from your stupidity. You should learn. If you are soldiers, you must learn from Russians. You must learn from those that they asked them to shoot their own people and they said no. Turn your guns against your commanders and kill them off, all of them. They are the ones causing the problems. For you, we are the ones saving your lives. We want your children to have good education. We want you as a human being to lead a decent life. Don't behave like a typical African baboon. The people fighting for your survival are us, ordinary civilians fighting for you to survive. The person you are protecting with your guns are the ones taking your money due to you, not paying your salary, putting it in Switzerland. And you're with a gun. They are doing shuns every blessed day. You take gun and you come out on the road. Nigeria Air Force at Enugu. No aeroplane, no helicopter. But at Enugu, urban patrol. Nigeria Air Force. I thought that Air Force were patrolling the airspace with fighter jets. Is that not correct? But no, they're in Hilux vans collecting money on the roadside. Nigerian Navy. I told anybody afraid of Nigerian Army is a fool. Is a fool. Nigeria never defeated Biafra. Never. Who defeated Biafra wars or the countries is Britain, United States of America, Russia, and Egypt. They are the ones that defeated us. And Russia would not have joined had Britain not written to Russia, asking Russia specifically. Because Britain imposed an arms embargo, saying we will not supply arms. But Britain wrote to Russia, asking Russia to supply MiG fighters to Nigeria and weapons as well. The Nigerian army is not as credible as people think. They are useless. They have the same standard issue like a cattle rearer, AK-47. That's all they have.
They don't have any tactical advantage. They don't have any superior planning officers. Name any mission that Nigeria has been to before and succeeded. They went to Bakassi and ordinary Cameroon drove them away. What are you afraid of? The only reason why we have fear is because they have guns and we don't. That's all. Are you telling me that Hausa people are far more advanced tactically when it comes to warfare than we are? Is that what they're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? BBC is reporting it. Nigerian soldiers fire at army commander in Maiduguri. They want to kill the idiot because they can't command. Commanding men against a ragtag army of cattle rearers. Soldiers in Nigeria, this is according to BBC, please. You believe BBC, not, I know you don't believe us, but you believe BBC. So we read for you from BBC. So we're making it very clear. This is from BBC, so you will understand it. Black people. Soldiers in Nigeria have opened fire on their commander in the northeastern city of Maiduguri. Major General Ahmed Mohammed escaped unhurt after soldiers shot at his car at the Maimalari barracks, the sources said. The soldiers blamed him for the killing of their colleagues in an ambush by suspected Boko Haram militants. Meanwhile, Nigeria's president has ruled out freeing Boko Haram prisoners in exchange for the release of more than 200 kidnapped schoolgirls. The end is coming for the zoo. The soldiers are reasoning now. Go and kill all your commanders, including the commanding officer here at Enugu 82 Division. You should kill him. They are the ones causing your problems for you, not ordinary civil rights or human rights lawyers. Black monkeys from Africa. You can't reason properly. They give you AK-47. You are busy terrorizing a market woman carrying crayfish to market. The person responsible and taking your money and putting it abroad. Their children are abroad. Medical treatment abroad. Cars imported. And you're there on the road to doing what Oga told you to do. To go and arrest somebody who is telling you that they want to save you. Turn your guns against your commanders and kill all of them. Starting from Jonathan. Assassinate all of them. Then you'll be heroes. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
I'm Austin. Hello. It's me, Austin.
Austin, what?
I'm calling from Denmark.
From Denmark. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to really congratulate what people are doing for us. I want to congratulate what people are doing for us. You, Nade Kalo, Barista Mamezu, I congratulate you. I say thank you very much. Keep on doing for the good job you are doing for the people of Biafra and for the people, indigenous people of Biafra. Director, I want to tell you that.
Is there any way you can turn your system down? Because it's quite embarrassing. Hearing my, hearing your voice, you speak, we, the whole world can hear you. Turn it off because you need to speak to us over the phone. Your voice is echoing back through the system. Turn the system off, please, if you may.
Okay, the system is off.
Go ahead now, please. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I want to say, if I want to make my own contribution, but I don't know if there is any way I can make my own contribution direct to Radio Biafra.
Of course you can. Our dear sister will be able to call you once you have finished speaking on the air. Please go ahead. We have made note of what you're saying. Please go ahead and tell us precisely what you have in mind. This is Radio Biafra. If you have an opinion, you must air it. Go ahead.
What I have in mind is that after 30th of May, we'll have to come back home. I myself and men are waiting to still come back home. So I want us to for you people over there to still keeping on doing the good job you are doing. We are listening. The only thing we are waiting for to hear the bell to say come back home. Thank you very much. Hey, excuse me, hold on. Somebody wanna talk to you.
Yes, go ahead.
My brother here.
Go ahead.
Edu? Yeah? the Atitoriku Biafra Radio. Talk to Nandika. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, this is Nemeka from Denmark.
Nemeka, what is your surname?
My father's name is Nemeka Mweze.
Mweze. This is Radio Biafra, and the whole world is listening to your voice. Please go ahead.
Okay. In fact, my quarter mission here and more traditional Yibo. Can I go ahead?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. But the thing is that other people are listening. But mix it with English if you can, because we have friends of Biafra listening as well. We have people from Ijaw listening. We have Biafrans who are Efik listening. Ibibios are listening. Urobos and Ishekris, they don't understand Igbo. Or not all of them understand Igbo. Please, if you can mix it with English, I'll be happy. Go ahead.
Cut off. Yeah. I just want to thank you, Director, you know, for all good work we have been doing for a long time. In fact, we are very, very impressed, and we are very, very happy on it. You know, even though here in Denmark, I know how we are just coping, and we are doing our meeting very well, everything that we have been handed over. So I just want to thank you for that. And secondly, I just want to thank the rest of the members that have been following in this Radio Biafra for a long time. Like some people that have been hearing their voice, sharing exactly what they have been doing in Radio Biafra. In fact, hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. If there's anything wrong, I will tell you. Go ahead. If you finish, you say you have finished. So, yes.
So we are very, very happy for it, and we do appreciate it so much. You know? So what I just want to say there is that no matter what is happening in that zone called Nigeria, we are in bat with you. We are with you. No matter anything that is going on, no matter any word they are saying against you or whatever, we don't care. What we know is that we want to fight that war and get that Biafra by fire, by force. It's not time again to waste time or time to be delaying or wasting time for anything. What we are saying is that we are ready. We want to meet those outside people face to face. Anytime these things we are saying now, anytime that it happens, Director, I would like for you to call us, you know, people that is in abroad, to come back home so we can do that once and for all. So that is why I said that you have been trying this number for a long time, you know, to get it, but I didn't. But I appreciate everything you are doing, Director. So I just want to say thank you for all the good job you and the members of Biafra. I've said that the Lord, good Lord, should bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on Skype? We've had somebody on Skype for a very long time. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Go ahead.
My name is Chibog Olubog. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm from Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I must thank you. As usual, I must thank you for the wonderful work you are doing for our people, the Biafrans. And also the whole world, you know, because we the Biafrans, we may not understand exactly what you are doing for us, but the people that understand will always understand. So why I called this evening is to chip in my own view of the news. So what pains me the most is the news about Buhari sponsoring the Boko Haram and IBB as well. You see, the news which you read, but you did not finish the news, because I understand that the news is too much, is too soon, if not by the intervention of God. You see, this man really exposed so many things here, and the BBC cannot carry this particular news now to trust and know the truth behind this, to know the people sponsoring Boko Haram. Okay, the video that Shekau released before this last one, that he showed the face of the to them, to the hearing of their ear, and the thing will just pass by. They can't even ask or maybe try to know what Sharia law is. Let me try to pinpoint 200 things out of that Sharia law, because I was once in their state, in their midst. I know almost what that Sharia law is all about. Sharia law one is that when you have a sister, you cannot eat in the same plate with your sister. Two, if you are a lady, just forget about Western Western education is not for you. All is meant for you is just go into your husband's house at the age of 9 years and waste your entire life there. If at all you have any career attached with your life, just waste it in your husband's bedroom. Thirdly, Sharia law is about you can't for those people that like to drink all this alcohol and all this, you can't drink it publicly, but you are permitted or allowed to drink it secretly where no one can see you, because any sin you committed hidden and no one sees you, that one is not sin. But the one you committed openly, that one is sin. Okay, you can imagine all this abominable act, and they say that we should be in the same country with these people. The people that not think the way we think, they don't reason the way we reason. The people that see Western education today like sin. The video that idiot released before this last one, he said that, and I quote, he said, the meaning is that he said they will continue to kill the Christians. What they mean by harana is anybody that is not Islam. They will continue to kill them until their blood flow like river in that knot, and our people is still there. That one is left for them. I have tried my best to put contact to call my people, which I know that are still there, but they are all reluctant. That one is left to them. All I know is that I told them that they cry that I will cry when I hear that you are no more. I have already cried now, so that one is left for you. That one is, by the way. So, barrister, what I'm saying now is this. If there is any way or any room or any, that is, any way you can create that, like the way you used to bring out them, like how we call them the CNN this thing studio the other time, and pump the truth into their hearing. If there is any way you can create any news, any way or forum that we will send this particular message direct to CNN or BBC, that they will go through, that they will analyze this news and know what they will do to that Buhari and IBB, I'll be very much happy about it. So my honorable director, I have to give way for some other people to contribute as well. So I must thank you, and most especially Carol Monday and our barrister for what you put in for us. We are all happy. And I can say that since all this while, when I wake up after praying to Chukwu Abiyama, I always have the courage and confidence that forward, never backward. At least we are making progress. I can't wait to see the target of May. So thank you. This is all I have to say for now. Thank you, bye. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We have a caller on the phone, and I believe it's from Russia. Please, your name.
Yes, exactly. The call is from Russia.
Yes.
Thank you, Director. Good evening from Russia, Moscow. Yes. Director, my name is Chila Gorontima, the PRO, dear friends in Russia.
Yes, please.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Director. Yes, Director, I want to appreciate the good work you are doing for the people of Biafra worldwide. I appreciate the members of Board of Radio Biafra and all Biafrans worldwide. Yes, Director, I want to quickly announce for our upcoming meeting, the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia. There will be a general meeting of all their friends in Russia on Saturday, the 17th of May 2014. And the venue is Cafe Barabad, Metro Tessin City. Time is 4 p.m. Moscow time. It is our usual venue. I'm sure that all of us are in Russia know the place. It is our normal usual venue meeting. So, and every information has been circulated, both text messages, both on Skype, both on Facebook, everywhere. We have sent messages all over so that all the Biafrans in Russia will come out for this very meeting on Saturday. So we wish to inform and invite all friends of Biafra and families. Top on the agenda is finalizing on our preparations for May 30th, Biafran Heroes Day Rally. Please be punctual and keep to the time. And there will be also a general update of our registration with the Russian government by our deputy coordinator, OBDZ OKK. So, we encourage and plea to every Biafra in Russia to come out for this very meeting so that we're able to finalize towards our target of May Day rally. Thank you, Director, and may God bless the Republic of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London.
Yes, Festus, you're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, like I said, my name is Festus Anekwe. I come from Adaba, in Uzuwani, Enugu, Biafra land. And by grace of God, the coordinator of Biafrans London. I want to thank all Biafrans worldwide. I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama. I want to thank all the board of Radio Biafra. I want to thank you, our director, for what you are doing for Biafran people. I want to thank all friends of Biafra and all lovers of freedom that are with us in this struggle. I say may Chukwu Abiyama continue to bless each and every one of us. I want to first of all announce our meeting, our general meeting. All Biafrans in UK are having a general meeting on this Saturday coming, the 17th of May 2014. And the venue is
Can you hear me? No, you stopped. You said the venue is, and then you faded. You stopped.
Okay, thank you. So we are having our general meeting on the 17th of May 2014 at Salvation Army Church in Noonhead, number 127A, Gordon Road, Noonhead. The postcode is SE153RE 127A, Noonhead, Gordon Road.
You mean Noonhead? You mean Noonhead? Is it Noonhead near Peckham? Festus, is it Noonhead?
Yes, Noonhead.
Noonhead, yes. It's Noonhead, yes. Go ahead.
Yes, Nunhead.
Yes, Noonhead. Go ahead.
SE153RT. And the time is 17:30 to 21:30. All our coordinators are mandated to be in this meeting. And all the editorial board of Radio Biafra residing here in London is also mandated to be in this meeting. All members, those that have not been coming, are expected to come to this meeting because we are going to discuss and round up all the arrangements for the May 30th coming. Our program will be presented to all of us to know, and everybody will know all the activities that is going to take place on the 30th of May. For our t-shirts, for those who have paid, we are told to come on this Saturday to collect theirs. And those that have not paid, they should come up with their money on the 17th meeting to collect theirs, so that we can know if we can go ahead to print more of the t-shirt or the one we have is enough. Please, dear friends in UK, both from the coordinator from Milton Keynes Luton, if you are hearing me, you are meant to come to this meeting because we are going to divide all the duties and all the things that we are going to do that day. Everybody will know the duty that is going to carry on that day, because we are going to finalize, put all the finishing touches in all the arrangements and everything that will happen on that very day.
Have you finished? Yes, I think he has. This is Radio Biafra. If you've joined us, that was the coordinator for London. Our coordinator of all coordinators still coordinates the whole of the United Kingdom. We are making it very, very clear, please, wherever you are, that Dr. Oge Edozokwe has kindly agreed to bring with him all the OMU needed, especially for most of the very serious countries in the diaspora. I said to him, you will only give it to countries that make their monthly contribution. That is how we know how resourceful and ingenious that most countries are. It must be Omunku, palm front, the very fresh one. When you finish it during this ceremony, you will send it back to us here at Enugu. We will then go and bury it at that very monument itself. Very, very important. If you don't know the meaning or the symbolism of Omunku, please try and find out. We need it. That is what you are going to use on that very day. Dr. Oge Edozokwe, that came here to see us last night, by this time yesterday we were with him. Early this morning we went to the site where we took a picture that Chuka Bosa posted on Facebook. You see Dr. Oge Edozokwe there with us. He is bringing back as many Omunkus as possible. Plenty. In fact, he's dedicated a luggage of his to carry, to bring it along. All of you who are serious, those places, even where countries are not performing, any zone within that country that is performing, I will ask him to send the Omunku to them, the young palm front to them. When you finish, you send it back here. If we don't receive your Omunku back here, it means that you're not serious. Simple as that. Because after the 30th, we then commence freedom fighting. What we are doing now is preamble. We are warming the bench, basically. The serious stuff starts after the 30th. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have anybody on the line? Yes, we do. Somebody from Switzerland, I presume. Your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Chibuzo Emmanuel Okoli, calling from Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'm a proud supporter, a proud girlfriend in Switzerland, and one of those advertising on the internet about the 30th anniversary of dead heroes.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. So is the whole world. We are hearing you loud and clear. Please continue.
Okay. I just want to throw a word of encouragement to my people of Biafra. I said we just need courage, truth, and never say never for us to achieve our aim of a sovereign state of Biafra. So I want to throw my support to tell you I say yes to Biafra, and I stand to defend the unity and peace of Biafra and to achieve the aim of this, our pursuit. My father was a valiant soldier. He fought valiantly during the Biafra Civil War. He told me the whole truth that I need to know about Biafra. So when I got into the internet, I see this about Biafra. I am so happy to be associated with Biafra unity and independence. So I just want to say a big thanks to your good work and keep it up. The Lord will help us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't, can they? Can you hear me? No, they can't hear us. They cannot hear us. They can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Somebody called Radio Biafra and we put it on. Can you say something, please? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Dear Lord. I don't believe this. Do we have somebody on Skype? They call out on Skype your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. I can't hear your voice. I can't hear you. I cannot hear you at all, at all, at all. We can't hear you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, I'm calling with my phone. I'm not on Skype.
You're on the phone. I'm asking for your name. You're listening.
Can you hear me, director?
I can hear you, please. Your name and where you are. I know you're calling on the phone. You're listening to my voice that was time delayed to you by about 3 seconds.
Director,
that is why.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Chinedu. I'm calling from Madrid, the PRO in Madrid. I'm from Abomomimimo State. I greet you all. I have been trying this line since last week, but I couldn't make it. But I thank God I'm with you today. Director, I greet you with the whole indigenous of Biafra, the people that they stand and say that what we are heading to, we get success. Let us keep aside what is happening in that zoo called Nigeria, because I don't see it as a problem into our life. Something makes me to step into this movement to recover my country, because I see myself as a slave all the days of my life. And I haven't fought a battle before since I was born and lost. So I don't believe that this will be the last. My name is Chinedu. It's not a human being that gives me his name. It's my senior sister. She senior me with 3 years. She was playing with the kids when they beat her. She mentioned that name, Chinedu, Chinedu. People was looking, who is he looking for? Nobody can recognize him. After the month, I fear. So I am today. I started with nothing. But you can't down and make me who I am today. This race, we are heading into it. I have been seeing millions of people that will fall aside. And see billions will be included. Even here I am in Madrid. I thank God for my third mentor in Barcelona. Monsieur, when I talked to him, he gave me courage. And I went there to one bar, one store. The true indigenous of Biafra and real Igbo man told me that this will be the last place Biafra meeting will hold. You called their father's land the terrorist movement. I said, I had you. But I thank God today. I am with my Biafran cap, with my Biafran shirt. I come out only in Madrid. I'm sorry, because my coordinator has never got this shirt, because it was posted through Nonso to me. But what I'm telling you today, Nande, you have done what you would do. The remaining one left for us. And took our drama. I'm not doubting if the 213 years they say they kidnap or this, all this propaganda based in that zoo called Nigeria. They are looking away to hold themselves because they know that what is coming to their head is more than them. And then we see it. Unless this Biafra released peacefully, quietly, and they still say thanks for what they have done to their life. Because if for you to do, that land, that rising sun, that land have done much into that zoo called Nigeria. But I don't have much to say. We are having our meeting 25th of this month, our last meeting before our rally. Let normally be in Geneva, in Madrid here in Mosteles. I'm trying to invite all Biafras and Madrid. Let them come. We have enough to discuss. We are to get ourselves. Many people, when you say, when was the reference, when you say that Biafra is where you worship, people don't understand it. They thought maybe somebody is crazy somewhere, but they don't know what they are saying. Because when their eye open, they will know what they are saying. Even you, being only accept a Christian today, if you are not converted, you are still inside it. Any prayer without faith is dead. It's where you belong, it's where whatever that comes from you, comes from. Once you believe in God, Biafra is where I worship. And it must come to pass. I have told them in Madrid, I don't even need their crowd. I have been looking at crowds for a long time. I see them. But today, I don't need their crowd. What I need is a real individual of Biafra. Show yourself. You cannot be able to, you cannot be able to contribute with your brain. Contribute with your money. Or let them back home because I'm waiting for the time. After I arrive, I'm coming back home. That's what belongs to me. If you die, it's better I die being a hero than die silent. But I'm not a kid. I'm going to be a Tupac before he died. I'm going to die. I have done, I have lived the life I want to live. Into loving. What is that? What my kids? My daughter has sought a feeling self life. The letter I see it as abomination. He no more we know. But he see who don't know will not understand what I'm telling you today. But I know that Biafra have come to exist. I greet you for all your work with people around you. The ones I call the name or the ones I didn't call the name. I greet all of you for the good work you people are doing. For our souls. I call it a soul. Biafra is it's already existing before that you call Nigeria. That's why I call it a soul. The rise, when you say a rising sun, it's something that comes from God. So people don't know where they come from and what they are and what you make. Sometimes when you think, I don't know how people understand you. Understand. But have you seen any outside man they call the highest mathematician in the world, the scientist in the world, but our people don't know who we are. That is why they make mistakes. If they know where they belong, the blood that is inside them, they know that we are different. We don't have any future with these people. If you like, paint it red, blue, black, any color it may be, we don't belong to them. Every brother, after target of this month, anything that wants to happen, let it happen. It's better I die. I will rejoice to die quickly than dying peacefully. That you remain over in that country called Biafra, where we come from. But I know it cannot be able. They cannot. They did it before. After this time around, they have failed. It is a professional movement. They have been failing. Today, Danyash is coming out. They are just jumping up and down like grasshoppers today. The rest, I greet you. Let me not speak much. Let others talk to you. I greet you all, my people.
Thank you.
African land.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. A very excellent call from Spain. When we report news on Radio Biafra, some people think we is either made up, fabricated, or is sheer propaganda. And we've told them we don't do propaganda here. The news we report to you is news that is going to break in many months to come for some people. We've been telling you that the Hausa people are here. We've been telling you that these people, that they carry guns and that they kill people at will. Nobody seems to be listening. Nobody listens. And today these things are happening before us. Today people are dying here. Today Hausa I don't know our people. I don't know what is wrong with them. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if we have any genuine Biafrans left at all. This is the news we must read to you. Not being reported by Radio Biafra, but is a corroboration as to what Radio Biafra said in the past. Three Fulani herdsmen arrested over the killing of a farmer in Enugu State. A short while ago, we told you that this place is being overrun by Hausa Fulani people, those of them from Chad, from Niger, from Sudan, that they are here in Enugu, and that their intentions are not very honorable. Most of you don't quite understand, so we have to read the news so you understand. Three Fulani herdsmen have been arrested by the police over the alleged killing of one Matthew Aniugo, aged 44, a farmer from Ugui Agueke in Udi, local government area of Enugu State. Disclosing this to reporters on Tuesday, the State Police Public Relations Officer, SP RP, Ebere Amarizu, said they were investigating the matter. The cousin to the man that was killed, Sejus Aliozo, who also disclosed this to newsmen on the Dastardly Act, stated that the deceased went to his farm on May the 1st, 2014 with his wife when some Fulani cattle rearers invaded his farm with their cattle and his cousin withstood them. He said, unknown to Mr. Aniugo, the herdsmen left but returned shortly with guns and knife. One of them shot him with a gun, while the rest used machete on him and left him in his blood with his wife Neka, who was lucky to have escaped before they descended on her husband. He said one of his uncles, also Clement Aniuga, informed him about the death of their relative and alerted vigilantes as well as the police to look into the matter. He said 3 days afterwards, the vigilantes arrested the three Fulani headsmen. The deceased wife identified them. The culprits were subsequently handed over to the police at the ninth mile for necessary action. According to Mr. Leozo, this was not the first time Fulani herdsmen would kill a man in their village. 2 years ago, one man was killed through similar circumstance. The reason why they have not been killing us in our hundreds is because we are scared of them. When they bring their cattle to your farm, there you dare not say anything or they will kill you in our own land. And when I tell you that all your iniquities are being visited upon you by Chukwuebia, people don't get it. There is no worse punishment than this. To be killed by a Hausa Fulani headsman, somebody driving cattle in your father's land. And after 2 weeks, they will be released. They will be set free. Oh, dear Lord. This is terrible. Very, very terrible, and this is Radio Biafra. Very, very sad. Very, very sad what is happening to our people. What is happening here is extremely sad, and we can't allow it to continue. If you want to join us, please also remember that the number to call is consistent. I need people who have something to say here, please. You must say something. Does anybody here have anything to say? If you do, you pick up the microphone and say it, or else we shall continue to go on to take some calls from our people. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Mark. From Germany. I'm calling from Germany.
You're welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have the news which you have just read about the killing of a farmer in Enugu State. Director, if I may ask, what incident? What the governor? You mean that there is no governor in that state called Enugu State?
Governor, gov what? Governor here?
Yeah.
What's the name of the governor here? There is no governor here. Who told you there's governor? There's no governor here.
Can you imagine? Because there means these people. In fact, as somebody said last time, all these Eastern leaders are Hausa Fulani servants. Now I believe it and I confirm it. Can you imagine? We don't know the people that is disturbing us. We don't know. Director, the only thing I have to say is that Chukwuebia will see us through.
I hope
there is one adage which says that Mada Agaha Mobie, Notiam Uramu, Adifeko. I am a human, we don't care.
But how can a strange all the way from north, all the way from desert? It's very, very sad story. In my town where I come from, in Enugu State, in Udi there, I had last week, one of my cousins are being choked with knife by the same people, Hausa Fulani. So I don't know how extent are we going to suffer on this. But as you said, after 30th, we will see what will happen. Director, I call concerning this Omunku you mentioned. I don't know, though I have never talked to coordinator, the not Ryan Westphalen coordinator here in Germany, about this Omunku. How will we get it? Because here in Germany, nothing like palm tree, no talk of Omunku. So I wish we can get it.
But
I'm much interested
in that. You are in Germany. Do you?
Yes.
I'm sure that either yourself or your wife cook soup with crayfish in it.
No, director, no. It's not like that.
You don't eat ogo where you are, vegetable.
Director, where will we see ogo? The last time I traveled to Nigeria, it's for that country called Zoo. The one I carry on the way coming back, before I come here, it turned to yellow. It's right. It's to tell you that we have finished. Before I begin to enter flight, they caught it so fresh, and before I landed there in Germany, it's already ripe, just like orange, pure yellow. I throw it out.
So
tell you the extent.
So you don't eat swallow where you are. You don't. You don't swallow.
It's cut and join. The one we're eating here is cut and join. We go for Afro shop, buy this one, but you know what they call tina. This vegetable they just put in fridge. In freezer in their supermarket and cut and join. Provided I'm hungry, we'll kill anybody. So the thing is that, so about this Omunku issue, I'm so concerned of it.
Let me give you people a secret. Anywhere yes. You can receive African food, you can get Omunku from there. If you go to the same person importing the food, you say to them, on your next consignment coming in next week, add Omunku to it and we'll pay for it. As I said before, if where you're staying is very strong, either as a zone or as a country, Dr. Oge Edozokwe will send through the coordinator of coordinators, Omunku will be sent to the people of that very area. That's what we're saying. So that is a way of us saying that we recognize your support, your help, and your contributions in what we are doing. So every country, every zone that is financially up to date, we will send Omunku to them from London, because a whole load of Omunku is going to London as we speak.
Okay. Oh, very, very, very. So once again, Director, I thank you. I say may Chukwu Obiama continue to energize you and all the people that are together with there, to continue to bless you people and to give you people strength to carry this race on. So I thank you very much for the good work that you are doing. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. We have a caller on Skype who will now speak to us, that this is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, please, your name and where you are.
Yes, Director, my name is Oliver Muju. I'm calling you from London.
From London, please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I thank you for everything you're doing with your team there. We can't thank you enough. Everybody's calling to thank you. We will thank you once and for all when we get Biafra. But right now, I want to show my appreciation by joining my voice to say I thank you, and we continue to listen to you and be in this movement until we get Biafra. But Director, I want to draw your attention to a certain issue. I know that you have dealt with this, but I'm not satisfied the way it's been dealt with in the past. We have to tell ourselves the truth. This is what Biafra is all about. We say the truth to each other. Each time the issue of this, our brothers from River State, Cross River State, is mentioned, I am not satisfied the way you've dealt with it. I expect you to come out and condemn what is happening, because personally, I have seen about 6 or 7 of them taking their phones personally and inserted the Biafran app, and I've preached to so many of them, but I have never had any one of them call on Biafran radio, because I have listened to every broadcast from as far back as you can think about. Very, 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 very few from Delta, the so-called Delta, the so-called Rivers and Cross River, they are not coming out, just like we are coming out to declare. Yes, you use the governor as an example. That governor, there's no doubt he is a Biafran to the core. If he can be in government and still do what he does about Biafra, then when he comes out of government, he is definitely going to do more, because his hands are tied at the moment, but he still are proclaiming himself and doing things for everybody to know that, in no doubt, he is a real Biafran. But his people are keeping quiet. This is what they did before Biafra was on. I am living where I come from. We are bothering our river state. I know what they did as during the Civil War. Abela Hozagwala Hankete, if they want to come out and be with us, director, let them come out. This is the time for everybody who is a Biafran to come now and stand by us. If we are all going to die, we die together. If we are going to be successful, we become successful together. Now they've put their head away, waiting to see what will happen. I don't see the Cross River State men and women calling to declare their intention to join us. I don't see people from Delta State in their thousands or hundreds calling you like the so-called Igbos do. Let us know what they want to do. We don't want to count them in our numbers and eventually they disappoint us like they did before. I love them. I love the people of River State. I have forgiven what they did, but it's very painful. Let us not make a second mistake. Director, I put it to you, they are not showing up the way they're supposed to show up. There has not been any enthusiasm on their side. Let us not cover them up. This is my anger. This is my frustration. I have listened to every broadcast. I don't do any other thing. Once it's 7 o'clock, I don't pick up my phone. I make sure I listen to every broadcast. I don't see them calling. They are not making their stand known. This is the time for everyone who is a Biafran to stand up and be counted, whether in death or whatever situation we are going to face. Nigeria is, anybody who looks at that place and still wants to be a Nigerian, it's up to them.
I will answer
your
question.
We want Biafra, we are going to die.
If we can't get
Biafra, let us all be wiped out. That is better, because the way we are living now, is we are not supposed... Look, when you talk about the Hausas invading us, those are the people that we fight for them.
Yes.
They are already on the ground.
I want to deal with the questions that you posed. I understand the sentiment that you echo, but I'm going to give you an analogy using nature. Have you driven past River Niger before? Hello?
Hello, I'm hearing you, Director.
Have you driven over River Niger before?
Several times, Director.
Have you seen River Niger where it empties into the Atlantic Ocean?
Yes, Director.
Do you agree with me that the closer you get to the final destination of River Niger, the bigger it becomes?
Yes, I agree with you.
Do you also agree that every river that you see in the world, even the greatest that you have, starts with a drop from somewhere that cascades and keeps running? And do you also agree that as the river is moving, other smaller streams are joining it, other smaller rivers are feeding into it to make it bigger and bigger?
Yes, I agree with you.
Do you also agree, my dear brother, that what you and I are doing right now is the beginning of the genuine struggle for Biafra freedom? Do you agree that this is the beginning of it?
Director, we are disseminating information. We are letting people know what we intend to do.
I'm
calling out those people who want to be with us to come out. This is the time.
Yeah. To, do you for also? Us to come out.
We are going to a second phase now. After our demonstration,
I
after
want
our,
to, my dear brother. Prayers, Madabra,
you,
please.
You keep on saying it.
I'm trying to draw
the
an
next
inference.
Agenda we follow. And up till now, Asina.
You don't want to listen. You're not listening to me. You're not listening. You're not listening, my dear brother. We are here to educate ourselves. I will learn from you, and I hope you will learn from me. What I'm trying to tell you is that as soon as we get closer to the destination, the body of water, this very movement will become bigger and bigger, that various streams join at various points, and the more they join, the bigger it becomes. When a child commits a crime, when you were small, maybe they said, don't play football. You wanted to play football. Your mom told you, don't play football. You wanted to play football. When you come back home, how do you come in to your house? You sneak, don't you? You hide. You go and hide the ball. Is that correct?
Yes.
But if your mom sent you on an errand, you walk in straight. You run in and you come in through the front door. Is that correct?
Yes.
But once you committed a crime, you want to hide your ball somewhere and put one leg in front first. Open the curtain very slightly to see if the coast is clear. Is that correct?
Yes, but we've told them we've forgiven
them. I'm coming. Hang on. No, please. Please. You told them you've forgiven them. They don't know what you have in mind. They committed a crime against their own people. Ken Seruwa paid with his life for the crimes he committed against us. Some of them we are fed on the money from abandoned property, from stolen property. There is something called Ogun Ofo. They know that these things are holding them. They want to come out, but they cannot come out openly. Some are coming out. If you listen to the statements by Asare Dokobo, he has gone as far as saying that he's Igbo. They have extended their hand as well. But the type of coming out you are expecting to see will happen later, after the 30th of May, when we must have done something to show them that we are prepared to lead. That is one thing you must understand. After all, did the Wazuri cannot do Biafra? I'm asking you. So what is the guarantee? Exactly. And he's a failure. An abject criminal. You know that very well. So people will also say that they want to watch what you and I are doing today to see if we are serious or not. Let us keep doing what we are doing. They are waiting for us. When that very flood comes, they will join. That I can assure you. Do not despair. What you're doing now is what you're supposed to do. To be worried is natural. But I can tell you, as long as we don't shake from where we're going, as long as we don't deviate, they will come to join us. They are our flesh and blood. I want you to believe in one thing today, that blood is always thicker than water. Always. Go and ask the Shekiri. Yorubas went to Shekiri and they drove them away. Shekiri told them, we know who our relations are. We know who our relatives are. Ishekiri told Yoruba people. They are waiting for us. But we are not at that stage yet. That is what you and I are building today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I believe, do we have another caller on the line? No, we have one on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, he is listening. He's listening to us. There's a bit of a delay in them being able to hear us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you. You are the one on Skype. I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Uchenna Okeke.
Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please. Turn it down. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
But if I'm speaking to you.
I'm talking to you. You're the one on the phone.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know if there is another person.
No. Go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Mazioli Tukume. I am calling from Switzerland.
From Switzerland. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I am the General PRO of Switzerland.
And the director just permits me because I love history. I always love history from childhood. I remember there is a song my mother used to sing for me. And this song, my mother used to sing this song pertaining to Nnamdi Azikiwe when they brought us our independence, because they are the one that fought for independence. But although that they didn't play their rules well, they want to, you know, to satisfy their Hausa friends, and they agreed to one Nigeria. And in this very time, this music is going to change. And, it's not a coincidence that it's still the same Nnamdi, but it's not Azikiwe, but Kano. But Nnamdi is Nnamdi. And this song goes like this. It's just a short song, and I would love to sing it. Can you permit me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
The song goes this way. Obo dani bubia fra bobo donke miliane zo na mana ngojubutala nime ya Yete mipo manine chukunyela nina nkete Yete mipo manine olika nyela nina nkete Nani ya bu soma mona kiku olisa bolo wakosi Nani ya bu soma Mona di ko di sa bolo wa ko di. Oye la ni woka na bon la mo de ka no woke mu temele mu olo mu jikota mu ka e ma lo no dai no ni me ya. That's the song. And I really want to thank you, Nnamdi Kanu, because you are the chosen one. You are the Joshua that will lead us to the promised land. The land of our ancestors that the God gave to us in Deuteronomy 30. He gave us instruction to follow. And if we fail this instruction, look at the consequence. And this consequence is really what we are facing. But the time has come that the land is about to restore back so that we can worship our God. And all this cost that God has laid on us, all this suffering, God will take it away from us, and God will lead us to benefit from the promise He made to our ancestors. I really want to thank every board member of Radio Biafra, those that are here with you. By mentioning them, there are too many, but I greet all of them. I greet their courage. Wherever they are, I greet all the coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra in every country in this world. I encourage them to be strong and do what they're supposed to do. Because even right now, what is happening in Nigeria, in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, the whole world are watching us. The whole world are really watching to see what the Biafrans are going to do, because they know that we are fed up this place. They know our history more than we know it. They are watching to see our reaction. And this is the time when we are going to tell these people that we are hard enough of this contraption, of this perpetual slavery in our own land. Enough of it. And they are watching at us. And that is why we will march in every capacity, like you said. And the indigenous people of Biafra will do their own as well in Switzerland to show the world that Biafrans are still living. We have not died finished. And this is the time that God mandated for us to take our land. And I'm telling you, and this is the time to test the faith of those people, those countries call themselves Christian countries. We are going to test their faith to know if they are really Christian or not, if they are really in support of Christianity or not, because Biafrans are Christians. We want to see if they will watch us die in our millions. Then we will ask questions, what is the need of this Christianity? But I hope that they will live up to what they brought us. They're going to live up to it. And I also want to use this opportunity
to announce the last general meeting of indigenous people in Switzerland, indigenous people of Biafra living in Switzerland. This day is going to be our last general meeting, but I still know that the zonal ones can still go ahead and do their own meeting. This meeting is going to take place on Sunday, 18th of May, 2014, coming Sunday. And the venue is in Bern. The time is 2:30 p.m., Biafran time, not African time. And the address is Muristrasse 73. Muristrasse 73. For those of them that are silent listeners who have not come to our meeting, please, we encourage every new member and old members, and mostly new members, please, if you are coming, make sure you bring at least three people together with you, your friends, so that we can discuss for our learning everything we are going to do, to share the photos, the banners, the flags, everything we have ordered, and to discuss some crucial issues that is important to us. And in case if you are coming to this meeting and you get to Bern, please, if you can't get the street, you have to call these numbers. I start, the first number is 078-695-7808. I repeat, 078-695-7080. And the person who will pick this call, his name is Steve. And the another number again, which you can call if you're not Diego, is 076-44-23453. I repeat, 076-44-23453. The person that can pick this call, his name is Chika, our general coordinator. Our general coordinator. And the last number is 078-90-304-794. I repeat, 078-903-0494. And the Emeka will pick it. Please, we encourage every member to make sure that we come on time. It's Biafran time, not African time. I thank every one of you in Switzerland. Our brother that called before, the name, I didn't recognize this name, and you said you are helping to advertise everything on the internet. Please, we encourage you to come on this day. Maybe you are our member, but me, I'm not sure, but please, you are hearing my voice now. The brother that called from Switzerland long while ago, please make sure you attend the meeting on Sunday and also come with your friends. Director, I thank you. Keep the fire burning. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you, and the most importantly, may Chukwu Abiyama bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Before we go on to the Skype to take the call that is there, I think it is very, very pertinent that we recap our headlines for this very day, the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord 2014, the month where we are going to honor and remember those that sacrificed their lives that we may live. We remember the children. If you want to know what it felt like for those kids, if you're a parent, do not give food to your child for a day and watch the way they will cry to you. That was what Yoruba people did to us. That was what the British supported should happen to us. Our children died of starvation, over a million of them. Our soldiers fought very brilliantly to save their lives, but most of them perished in the process. And what we are left with is so damnable as not to merit any mention at all. We are reporting that Biafrans are remembering their dead on the 30th of May. a day of worldwide remembrance from Japan in the east to USA in the west. We are going to remember all our people, all of them, those that sacrificed themselves that we may live. We are also reporting this very day that Senator Ahmed Zana is saying he has something to say but wouldn't say it because I know where the female students are. The fake news about abductions that are still going on about it. They have been caught red-handed, but they are still lying. But at least CNN has now come up to say that things are not the way they should be. Enugu residents raise security concern over influx of illegal immigrants from Sudan, from Chad, from Niger. They are here, and also the same Enugu, they are killing us here. They come with their cattle, they drive their cattle into our farmlands, and they kill us in the process. We are also reporting this very day that the governor of Borno State, Shetima, is saying, if I speak out, heads will roll. He knows those sponsoring Boko Haram, and Babangida is one of them. And also, Babangida denies being the co-sponsor of Boko Haram alongside Buhari. He denies it. Archbishop Obinna is squaring Buhari's outburst on Boko Haram, claiming that they are insincere. His outbursts are insincere, and Senator Oluremi, Yoruba woman, has nothing to say. They are cowards, Yoruba people. They have nothing to say. Let us try and go to the line and see who is there. And after that, I shall go to the barrister. Barrister, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, fellow Biafran. Hello, fellow Biafran over the world. Good morning.
Barrister, they refuse to turn their phone down and have also turned their line off. Please, barrister, proceed. You will bring this program to an end. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, and of course...
Barrister, can you hear me? No, Barrister himself cannot hear me. Let us go to Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, good afternoon, good night to indigenous people of Biafra worldwide and lovers of freedom. As usual, my name is Yonjiri Bako. I'm calling from Italy. Yes, Director, broke news headlines today really caught my attention. The one that you spoke about in Enugu, a woman that lost her husband in the farm, that was, the husband was killed by Hausa Fulani herdsmen. It's really a touching story because that woman left her home with her husband and she went back home without a husband. And I begin to ask myself, where are our youth? The youths in Biafra land, where are they? Are they all dead? Or are they all here in Europe, washing and doing all manner of jobs, while our parents, our mothers and fathers are being killed back there in the village? I mean, it's a really saddening story. I have not been myself since I had that story. Must we wait until our old parents are cleared out? Where are our youth, for God's sake? Where are they? I read another news about the Borno, indigenous of Borno people and youth that rise up to defend their state, and they ended up killing 200 Fulani herdsmen. That if the story is true anyway, if it's true, then that is the kind of action I want our youth to stand up and do. They should stop going to joints, sitting on pub, drinking palm wine and beer, where our parents are being killed. Some of them will say, it's Enugu, it has gotten to our state, or it's not my parents, it's none of my members. But I tell you, like my sister, Sister Ebere used to say, the day it will get to your turn, you will not only bury your father, you will bury both your mother, your sister, your uncle, your cousin, all members of your family will finish out one day. If you don't stand up now, and let's fight off these people, now that it is time, you cannot start from in the night to start looking for black goats. It is in the daytime. Or we want us to wait until our whole generation is cleared up, until the whole Biafra is finished. Then we will not stand up. By then, I don't know what we'll be fighting for that time. please and please our youth, enough of that pubby that you are eating, enough of all the new joints in Biafra land. Our youth knows all the cranes and corners. None of them goes to the farm with their parents again, because I wonder if those family, that husband and wife, are had children, their grown-up children went to that farm with them. I don't see how those three useless of circumstance Philistines call themselves Fulani herdsmen will be able to go back there and butcher an innocent man that went to look for his daily bread, leaving his poor wife, making her a widow all of a sudden. It shall never be well with all these Fulani people. Please, please and please, my fellow indigenous people of Biafra, let us leave sentiment aside. Let us leave it aside. It's getting out of hand. Please, let us not say because it has not gotten to our doorstep. Is it until that happens before we will stand up? Please, it is a saddening story. Let us stand up as one. If we still have formidable youth, able youth that have conscience, youth that know what parents is, what it takes to have a parent, if we still have them existing in Biafra land, now is the time. Now is the time to stand up. Even if you are 10, even if you are 20, no matter how little, strength does not lie in number. It lies in strategy. If you strategize well, you will outnumber and defeat your enemies. Please let us do something. Our youth, I'm calling on our youth. We should stand up. We should stand up and defend our parents. Let's defend our land before it gets too late. This is my take on this, director. God bless indigenous people of Biafra. Good night, sir.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. The barrister has been waiting. Please, Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me? If you can, please proceed.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Director.
Barrister, can you hear me?
Director, I can hear you.
Does it mean that the barrister cannot hear me?
No, Director, I can hear you.
I'm Check surprised. Your... Barrister, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Barrister, I can hear you.
Barrister, I can't get a feed from you. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Check your system.
There is something wrong somewhere. Something is wrong. Something is very, very wrong. We can't hear you very well here. Please, Osi, go ahead. Very briefly, please, if you may.
Thank you, Director. Once again, my name is Osto Keke. I want to ask our sister who just called from Spain. Sister, she asked, where is our youth in Biafra land? It means you have not been following our program. It means you are still kidding on what we have been complaining in Biafra land, that there is no any grown-up youth here in Biafra land. That once it's 6 p.m., Biafra land everywhere become quiet. Our youth are all abroad. One answer. I hope she's listening. The remaining ones in this zoo are all over Yoruba and Hausa land. So there's no youth in Biafra land. That is why everybody must come out. And Director, I must use this opportunity to comment on my brother, my personal brother from the same Nzepepo, who is in Sweden, my brother Ogochukwu. He sent us money for me to put transmitter, what satellite to his family. And he's also asked me to give you the 3,000 change for top up a car, so you must recommend him.
Yes.
So I want to encourage my people all over the world listening to us from our studio here in our capital, Enugu, today, that our land is empty. Our land is empty, full of bush, ofia, ruchiri everywhere. That is why our people. Today, the same topic, one boy, Chuka is my witness, those boys walking on our side today, confess the same thing, how Awasa Katoriara break his father's head in the same farm. I hope Choka is here, sitting here with us. He also mentioned even the same, those small, small boys who is working on our site, on our memorial, say the same thing today. Abominable thing is happening to our land. Those ones we are saying here is those ones we witness and we hear. What of those ones happening secretly, in a daily basis, every minute? What of those ones raping our young lady, our young teenage? They are disvaging cattle rearers with their guns and machete inside bush. A lot of things is happening, my people. Without Biafra, all of us is gone. Thank you.
Anybody who questions that assertion needs his or her head examined. Without Biafra, you are nothing. Nothing. If you were something, there is no way that cattle rearers will come to kill you in your own farm. How can they come to kill you in your farm if you're somebody? How is that possible? Nonsense. Barrister, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
No, where is Barrister, please? I want to speak to Barrister. Where is Barrister? Not missing. What is going on? Barrister, can you hear me? I don't get this. Something is wrong somewhere. Something is wrong from somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from. The barrister should please try and come back. And if he does, please, we shall be able to. They said before they were hearing him. People were messaging me on Facebook saying, we can hear the barrister, we can hear the barrister. I don't know what is going on. That is not the barrister calling. That is not him. When barrister's number shows up, I shall be able to pick it. And I want to hear from him. I want to hear the voice of Barrister Mamizu. For some reason, is not coming through. Is he there with us now? Yeah, wonderful. Let me have it. Thank you very much. Yes.
Barrister, can you hear me?
Dear Lord in heaven.
Barrister, can you hear me? Director.
That's better now. That is better. People could hear you, but I couldn't get your voice on my headphones and I got worried. Barrister, you're with us and the rest of the world at the same time. Please go ahead.
Barrister, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I said everything is clear. Can you hear me? Please go ahead. My goodness me. Barrister couldn't hear me this time around. That's very, very strange. Extremely strange. I don't know what is going on. Anyway, this is Radio Biafra. We must bring our proceedings to an end. We've been here for over 3 hours and we've been sat here for 4 hours. We thank each and every one of you. We thank you for listening to us. We thank you for all the good work you continue to do for your country. Our sister asked us, do we have men at all? And Osi answered her, we are here, we have men, but we need something to go after our enemies with. That is why after the 30th, we need constant funding after the 30th. We need to buy guns and ammunition to go and meet our enemies. We need to shock the world. People say to us that it is not something that contribution will do. The type of funding required is not what you do through contribution by a few people. We need everybody to understand, and consistently as well, that we need support. Dr. Oged came here and saw it for himself, because we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't deceive. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you once again for having listened today, for having called in. Those that didn't get through, tomorrow is another day. Do not despair. Very soon, Radio Biafra shall be live for 24 hours. We will have all the time in the world to be able to get our people to be part of us. I understand that the barrister have now joined us. Let us go to the barrister and see if he can get us, or if you can get him. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director. I'll be hearing you. I don't know what's wrong with the system.
I don't know what was happening, but now I can hear you and you can hear me as well. Please go ahead.
All right, director. All right, at the end. Director, the reality is, in fact, to be honest, I want to speak about the palm front, the omonku,
yes,
which I have ordered from home. And hopefully by next week, I should be in receipt of those omonku
which signifies a lot for our people and also for our homeland. Once I get it, I'll be able to update you and say the Omoko is here, and we'll do a lot with it. Because especially people here in the North London area, they are geared up, they are serious, they are active, they are up to date. I will tell you that all the people here campaigning for Biafra in North London area, and in fact I have to include South, because we used to be with director of all directors, which are the Americans call him the COC, which is coordinator of all coordinators. I'm talking about Thomas Onyema. He likes to put Maze in front of his name. Maze, Thomas Onyema. That guy is very egalitarian. He's a serious guy. After I say his daddy was a military man. So he's active. And anybody working with that guy must be active too. He's somebody who is talking about Biafra, serious about Biafra, and knows the worth of Biafra. Director, the news which you reiterated, and of course you said it before, the senator who was saying that it's like a child's play. He knows where the girls are, but he's not telling anybody. Yeah, this is like when we used to, you know, when we used to do Nkinkiri, when we are kids. I'll come to your house, we play today. Tomorrow, you come to our own, we play. It's the same thing that is happening now. I know where the girls are, but I won't tell nobody. Forgetting that America, the Israelis and Chinese and the United Kingdom are involved in all these shenanigans. And they're trying to play games. I know where they are, but I won't tell nobody. They should give that guy a flog, because I know in the north, they have what they call Koboko, which is the tail of a cow. They should get hold of that senator and give him a serious koboko. Flog him until he starts begging. Because Lord Jonathan has made that place a mockery. Although he has expired since the 31st of December last year. Anybody can play games and can do anything, whatever they want to do. With that particular zoo, for all that we care, Biafra is coming. Seriously, I thank that my Biafran brother from Malaysia, his name is King Philly,
Wangwa
spoke. He said, for me to sing means that Biafra is coming. Because I remember when director was in his travel bid to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Japan, you know, guys were singing, and I was getting a bit upset. What's all this singing, all this sing song and all the song sing? But today, I say, Owerenye Yirigi. Director, Owerenye Yirigi. Nobody can do what you do, including me, myself. Onyena Nkea, I cannot do what you're doing. And anybody who professes that I can do what you're doing should come out and do it. Anumke, Azobriko. If anybody can do what the director can do, they should come out. I cannot do what you do. Therefore, I have to remove my hat and put it on the floor for you. Ndo welechi, mwa huonye kamwa afu haba, mwa ekwemana ekwema. If I know I cannot sing your song, I'll become a choreo singer. You, whatever you say, I will say your way, because I cannot do what you do. And I will prefer my people to do the same. We cannot all be professors, we cannot all be doctors, we cannot all be directors. And for those who are there before us, all we do is to support them. End of story. We cannot all be everything, but we have to be what we are. If you are a choral singer, support those who can sing. And if you are not able to sing, please give all you can to those whose voices are clearer. I heard they are saying that the director always supports the Akwaibom people, the River State people, because director is at the helm of affairs, you see. He knows. Once we are off air, there are quite a lot of people who speak to him, just like they speak to me. Not everything I say on air, there are people who consult me privately. So also as director Uche Mefo, even Lola Monday,
people do speak to her privately, including Epenche people of America. You know, I love that guy, but he doesn't know that I love him, Professor / Dr. Akujieze. He's a man of wisdom. When he conducts our meeting, that guy is brilliant, and I support him, to be honest, Director. Even though sometimes Director is not there, because he's a busy guy. And Uche Mefo, we say, what is Director? Director is a busy guy. However, Nnamdi Kanu, you are the Director of Radio Biafra. You do quite a lot for us. And with your presence, a lot of people are into this particular struggle, because you're a very honest human being. And you project your honesty. You don't hide it. Anybody, according to you, only show will you give me about the Korea. Anybody who said that Director Nnamdi has done ABCD should come out and say, otherwise, cease forever. We are closing today. Radio Biafra, we have done our best, and tomorrow we will see even do more. We ask our callers. Biafra, supporters of Biafra, friends of Biafra, please carry on supporting us. Director will say, we have no millions or billions, but all we have is the truth. We tell our people what it takes. The only people we consult are our callers. We don't have Prime Minister or Abraham in heaven. All we have is our people, fellow Biafrans, and the people who support Biafra, the people who make it easy for us to be on air. These are the people we speak with. We consult them. We talk to you. We request for your wisdom, your opinions, and also your financial support. And I must confess, you people have not let us down. You are doing very well. I congratulate all of you. I respect you. I give all of you thank you. Especially our women. I love our women. I respect them. I adore them. Because our women are the pillars of our existence. Without our women, the mothers will not be talking here. Director Kano will not be talking to you. This guy was brought forth by a woman. This is the reason why we respect our women. We adore them. Forget about the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, who are removing women's heads, beheading them. Opening their wombs. I don't know where these people came from. Did they come of women? I doubt it. Because if you are from a woman, you must respect women. You must respect girls. You must respect whatever they believe in. But thank God I am a Biafran. I believe in women. I support women. I worship women. But in all, we serve Chukwu Abiama of Biafra. The only God that promised us that Biafra is coming. We cannot serve or know any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama, a Biafran God. Even the Bible, the book of Corinthians says, test every spirit and not the one that comes from Chukwu Abiama. We have tested all of them. We have resided back home to our own personal God. Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okikekanyi, our own private God, if you want me to put it that way. However, respect whichever God you are worshipping, respect him, but as far as you are Biafra, you must respect Chukwu Abiama. I'll tell you this short story, Director, before I close. God, Chukwu Abiama, gave Solomon everything. He warned him. The only time I will depart from you, if you allow all these women. Solomon had 300 wives and 500 concubines. God gave him all this, regardless of anything anybody can say. One man, one woman is all rubbish. God gave Solomon 300 wives and 500 concubines. But he told Solomon, do not allow all these women to deceive you. Do not allow them to take you away to worship their own God. Anytime you do that, I will depart from you. Biafran, worship Chukwu Abiama. If you follow another God, Chukwu Abiama will depart from you. Worship Adeboye, worship whoever he is. Can only take your money to buy more aircraft, to build more hospices and universities.
One ironic thing all of you should know, Adeboye will collect money from you, he'll build university. Do you know the people who go to these universities? Rich men. You, as a poor individual that contributed to this particular university, you will not be there. You are building it for the rich people. But the poor people are contributing for this money. I'm not discouraging you from whatever you want to do, but respect and worship Chukwu Abiyama. May God bless all the efforts wherever you are. In Chukwu Abiyama, in Aburi, we stand. Biafra must be restored so that you have your dignity. So that you will not be running away from home office, from police, from immigration. You need to have your own dignity. You need to stop watching all these toilets and looking after the old people for you to make money. You need to go back home and look after your own people. We have a different system. If my mommy is old, but my mommy is with my big sister. My mommy is not in an old people's home. That's our culture. When my mom leaves my sister, my mom was with my brother. My mom was with me. She will go to another sister of mine. She'll go to another brother of mine. She'll come back to me. My mom ain't going to any old people's home. Because our culture is we look after our parents, we look after our families, we look after our extended families. Biafran, get up and wake up. We are not European. Forget about European culture. You are here deceiving yourself. Director, that is all I can say. Good night to all of you. May Chukwuma Abiyama bless all of you. And bless Director himself. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much. From the very eminent barrister himself, very unmistakable, very succinct and very precise. Thank you, barrister, for joining us once again and bringing this program to a close. And as we said, the 30th of May is very pivotal. And we must remember them, as we said. And this night we mention the names of Okechi Benjamin, Okonkwo Eugene, John Nzekwe, Okolo Simon, Okafor Chukwu. He was the captain. These men fell. They died fighting for you. And on the 30th of May of this very year, 2014, this month, 16 days away, we shall remember them. And wherever they are, they'll be very happy that we did, because they have not been forgotten. Their sacrifice will never, ever be forgotten. That is why we name our children Ahamefule. Their names will never be forgotten, not as long as we live. Maybe after us, the coming generation may decide to be stupid, but this very generation, we must honor them. We must remember them on that very day. If you have the list of names of the people from your family, from your village, from your clan, from your homestead that died, we must honor them. If you send them to me, I will read them out. Always inbox them to me, please, on Facebook. I will try to read them out. If you send it to any of the principal officers of Biafra working here at our headquarters with me or anywhere else in the world as a coordinating unit or zonal unit, please forward them to me. The names must be read out, as many as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you wherever you are. Tomorrow is another day, 7 p.m. Biafran time, wherever you are. Basically, everything you're doing around you must stop. So you can listen to Radio Biafra. Keep on telling your friends about us. Keep on telling your family. Keep on reminding the world that there was a country in the past called Biafra. There remains a country now on this very day still called Biafra. And this Biafra we call upon all the time is our religion. And on this radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God, Chukwu Abiyama, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much and good night. Shout it, sing it.
emerged triumphant from all our foes.